Hey, and welcome to episode 102 of Crippled System Podcast. My name is Andy.
Your name is Andy?
Yep.
Do you play anything?
I played Mercenaries for the first time in 6 months at a tournament yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep. How was that event?
It was a lot of fun. I'm kind of sad you didn't come, Jeremy, because I really wanted to see a Defense 19 Angelius.
A Defense 19 Angelius seems like a thing.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see that. Instead, somebody brought Bradagus, and they won the tournament.
Because Bradagus.
Malachi got third.
Oh, good for him,
Malachi.
Yep. Malachi and,
he's not so little anymore. He's taller than I am.
He's 12. He's almost 13.
What was his bond?
I said he was 12.
I'm curious what his bond is.
I'm almost 13.
I don't remember his.
You know, when you're old, at the time you stop doing that, you're like, I'm 20 years under 40.
Or 20. You're old when people ask your age and you just start to weep.
Yeah, you're like, no, I used to be 20.
He bought a buddy of his that apparently he's gotten into War Machine as well. So there's,
well, that's exciting.
There of him. And then his buddy had a galleon, and the bond he gave it, like, probably not best on a galleon, but it was an interesting bond to put on a colossal in general, was he gave it the free power attack as its first attack every turn.
Oh.
And so it could just sweep every turn for free.
That's actually kind of cool.
And it made it sad when there was a cane 10 inches in front of him with nothing in between them, and he couldn't shoot because that bond says you have to do melee only. You can never shoot.
You must melee, really? Yeah. Oh, that's
there
sad.
There are 4 tournaments in January, and I'm probably not going to any of them.
Yeah.
But it's simple.
Well, this Saturday and then 2 Saturdays after that are weekends I work, and then next Saturday, I don't know.
We have the Iron Kingdom.
Andy, what are you doing?
I'm trying to fucking mute this thing.
Oh, is it one of those pop-up?
No, there's like a pop-up that pops up like right over the fucking audio spot.
Well, that's where you hear it.
Having pop-ups that have sound that's unmutable and whatnot should just be illegal.
It's not even a pop-up. It's a pop-up for the functionality of Twitch.
Well, you're watching Marriage Boot Camp advertisement.
He's just watching that online.
Watch. All right, so I'm going over there. There it is. Right there.
Well, you know. So are we still broadcasting?
We're broadcasting right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Hooray!
Hooray! Panic overrated.
I cannot stop.
I'm trying to see it. There it goes.
Nothing annoys Andy quite like Jeremy using up his internet bandwith to watch
download and upload. They're two different things.
Yeah, I know it's two different things, but I've already asked you very nicely once before to not do this. It's a simple, just a very nice don't do it.
I like to see the Twitch stream.
Fair enough.
I like to see people's comments.
Well, you can.
I like to see what they have to say.
If you're interested, let us know.
What?
We'll find out. If someone on Twitch says something interesting,
Andy will keep appraised of comments.
He'll let us know.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Fuck it.
Sorry.
Go ahead and watch it then. That's fine.
Okay. So anyway, so the tournament. So what did Bradagus have for a bond? Okay. Or did it even matter?
What happened? How many people?
18 people, which was more than I was expecting. Yeah. So 18 people.
Milwaukee turned out?
No. I don't think Milwaukee turned out.
So if Travis decides to do things with his family or if his wife works at home, we lose the entire
Milwaukee doesn't come.
If Travis can come, then we get 2 cars.
Right.
Which obviously means someone else is driving, but or it's only just one the other way.
Right. I mean, we're kind of similar going the other direction. A lot of metas, I think you either get, 2 cars full of people that go, or just nobody goes, because you have, one linchpin person
didn't go.
They're the Aragorn of the group that says, come on, guys, we can do this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used for years to take people to the various events. So mm-hmm. I understand how it is. It's people, either one person has a good car that's good for it or whatever.
But we had people from Chicago, people from Cedar Rapids. So, we had a...
Cedar Rapids showed up? Mm-hmm. Big group of them or no?
A guy.
The one guy that comes to all our tournaments? Because always
comes.
Funny
because... funny, and by funny I mean sad, because the tournament ended, and we ended up, handing out prizes and everything at, 8:30, so James was nice enough to keep the store open late, because they're supposed to close at 8,
sure.
That way that people that got prize support could actually buy stuff. And so we hand out the prize support, we go, we shop, we chit-chat for a little bit, and then the Cedar Rapids guy, he's going to leave, is like, so excited I'm in Madison, so where around here can I grab some new Glarus stuff? And I look at my watch, and it's 9:04. And I'm like, nowhere?
4 minutes ago, you could have bought it anywhere.
4 minutes ago, you could have gotten it. Well, Woodman's over there, and Cops over there.
You could go to a bar.
Yeah,
you could have went to a bar and just paid a premium price for it.
Yeah. Well, except most of them don't have a bottle. Most of them don't have a bottle policy with New Glarus, so he couldn't bring it with him because he doesn't want to drink and drive home to Cedar Rapids.
Well, we could have gone to Walmart and bought a cooler.
There you go.
And then we could have gone to the bar and he could have bought 50 beers on tap and just dumped them all into the cooler. And it's basically a keg.
Sort of.
Very expensive keg.
Hey, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Science. And I'm Brian. And I play Crix. In theory, I'll be playing games of War Machine on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Barring it being too cold,
Jim might
laziness,
be too.
And or snow.
And wow.
And, well, no, that won't slow me down.
Oh, okay.
It's the cold and the weather would be letting it slow me down. And the fact that I have to make lists and put models.
So cold and weather in Madison, Wisconsin in the wintertime might keep you from going.
And I have to get the right miles on a case. Other than that,
I still have to get my casters that I have literally not unpacked since I loaned them out for Who's the Boss to Andy. So I have to like unpack those out of one bag so I can pack casters and other models into a different bag.
I have the same thing. I know. That's like 4 days of work, and we have to be done by Wednesday.
Right? I know. It's a problem for me.
But in theory, I'm bringing out some craziness, and I have to make some new lists because I deleted all of my lists because it's a new year. Fuck last year's lists.
Wow. Hardcore.
It's a new year.
Yeah, but the last time he made up a list, it was Fist of Halak, and then everybody copied it.
That's true, they did all copy
it. Sons of bitches stole my love of the world.
That's the only list I lost to yesterday.
Oh, really?
Well, it's amazing.
Yeah. He got second.
Actually, I almost beat it. I almost beat it twice.
Fist lets you think you can beat
it. So there was an odd number, then, if he only lost to Fist of Halak but got second. Oh, he might have lost an earlier round.
The other guy got second.
There were like six people that were third and one. The other guy got second. The Fist of Halak guy got second. And he got like 19th. Fifth or something.
I had no control plans. I was either assassination or none.
Yeah. What were you playing?
I was playing Gorton with three Earthbreakers.
Yep.
And
Dragon. One with Artillerist built in from Bond, and the other one getting Artillerist from Thor. Oh, not from Thor. No. Thor's not in that list. So, yeah, it was just one Artillerist.
Gorton and three Earthbreakers. I played it with Dominator with him. So it gave the Earthbreaker +2 to attack and damage rolls for anything that's in Gorton's control area.
Seems good.
So that seems pretty awesome. But the other one was
the Durgan one.
I gave him Artillerist. So he had built-in Artillerist, and then Durgan also had Artillerist.
Jeez.
So, it's handy.
Seems good.
Yeah, it seemed pretty well. It worked out pretty good. Like I said, it was my second game against the Fist of Halak. Xerxes was sitting at 4 transfers, and I brought him down to 5 health. So, yeah. And then I rolled really bad on the next turn.
Xerxes with 4 transfers in that list.
Did he have Tiberian or not? Bitch.
He had Tiberian in there, yep.
Yeah, he ended up losing to Radagast on like second turn or something really fast like that, because he even like during his turn he's like, so the only thing I need to make sure I do is I need to not leave a landing spot for you to teleport next to Xerxes. And then he moved all his models, and then there was a 50.1111 millimeter circle right next to Xerxes. And so Cheddar came in and it's like, well, you did that thing you said you should not do. And then bloop, punch,
I win.
Dead. Yeah.
Because you can get a pretty easy synergy chain off of it.
Yeah.
Oh, super easy, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if one of those guys is a half an inch to the left, there's no landing spot next to his caster.
Yeah.
But he just... In general, just a perfect, like, a puzzle piece-sized circle that he just slipped the beast right into.
Scorn cares not very much against Braticus, which is nice in general. So yeah. Scorn has a lot of game against him pretty easily.
Scorn and Legion.
Yeah, they have.
I think Legion's one that has game against it. It's a weird matchup. Braticus is...
So Malachi got third, Cheddar Kamen got first, and what's his name?
Russell O'Connell.
That's very good.
Good for Russell. He's fairly new too for our meta.
Yeah.
Well, yep. He's been playing.
Around playing with us for a while.
He's been around a lot less time than me, and I still consider myself a lot newer than you three.
And he isn't necessarily a guy that you see like going to big cons.
Yeah, he doesn't travel.
Like, you don't think of him as quote unquote a tournament player, which may or may not be fair, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
He goes to local.
Yeah.
He plays. I'm saying he was at like Adepticon.
Yeah.
Like one of his favorite memories is he was the one with Karchev that ended up losing his body in a Scorn list.
Right. So he couldn't leech Fury.
So he couldn't leech Fury, nor could he cut himself because he can't leech Fury.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Karchev with a disabled body on Who's the Boss as a horde.
Well, having beasts that you can never leech Fury off of. At least in Scorn, you can whip him, I guess.
Correct. You can whip him to actually get that focus, or you could
enrage
you
him
could actually recharge. Do the you can't enrage him because he's not technically a war beast.
No, you can enrage the beast.
They're beasts. What I'm saying was without a body, all the fury he puts on his beasts are stuck there.
Yeah.
So every turn it's just a frenzy extravaganza. But at least Scorn can whip it off of him.
True.
If he was playing like Circle or something, it would be not good.
Not so good. And I'm Jeremy, Valiant 418 on the forums, and I play Rhett and Legion.
I'm Katie, and Nerds Blizzards are delicious.
Blizzards are delicious.
I got a new iPad.
That's true.
I'm really excited about it.
Culver's still has the dollar eggnog milkshakes. So I took advantage of that last night.
And you got 400 of them.
Yes. No. We got two, but I let Raylene drink one of them.
That seems
unlikely.
We almost saw The Hobbit yesterday. We drove out there, and then I got out my movie passes, because I read the fine print on them like 1,000 times to make sure they work, because this was an ultra screen showing.
Sure.
I wanted to make sure. I'm like, and they work on ultra screen. I read the fine print like 1,000 times, so we went there. I'm like, I got two passes, and they're like, those don't work on Saturday. I was so busy reading all the other stuff looking for ultra screen. I didn't see where it said Sunday through Friday.
That's terrible. So
we didn't see The Hobbit.
That's a little bit funny.
Mm-hmm. You can make four purples.
I don't want to make four purples.
Oh, okay.
What time did it? Was it nighttime?
Was it 10:15
a.m.
p.m.
Oh, that's pretty expensive. I wouldn't pay that much for The Hobbit.
No.
I'd pay $5
for plan to pay $1 for The Hobbit. Yeah. I almost went and saw it this morning, but instead we slept till noon.
Well, that's also fun.
Which was great.
That is fun.
One of the best feelings. I woke up at like 7, because that's when my body's like, we should wake up now. And then I said, no, body. Fuck you.
You're wrong.
And then I woke up again at noon. And nothing feels better than going back to sleep.
But you get a headache.
I got a headache. Sleep thing. Too long.
If you sleep like your normal hours of sleep and then go back to sleep again, that's when I usually end up getting that sleep headache.
Yeah.
I don't usually get sleep headaches. Like, I used to sleep till 2 in the afternoon, and I never had a problem.
Well, plus I stayed up till like 3 in the morning. Well, so, yeah. You know, the number of hours was not that long.
That doesn't matter. Yeah. 7 o'clock, you get up.
Yes.
I slept into 7:30 today. It was pretty crazy.
I slept till 8.
Whoa.
So let's talk about how much, then you've got like 5 groups playing Shadows of Brimstone or whatever. So you play, and they're like, does he ever sleep? I'm like, yeah, from like 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Like, yeah. That's Brian's
in between sleep shadow sessions.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty sometimes much. We go to 8:30. Yeah. So we went over to Brian's for New Year's and
left at 8:30.
I was in bed by 9:30.
Yeah. I told my friends at work, and they're like, man, you're so old.
Speaking of New Year's, it's 6:29. I'm just going to turn off my 6:30 alarm, because I'm going to talk about this now.
Okay.
I can't figure out how to turn my
this
alarm
should be
off.
Interesting. This you should set be an alarm.
None of us here's know what thing. It's about, either.
Something about New Year's.
I turned it off.
Incoming Nathan rant. So somebody should have the alarm for submarines go off right now.
Klaxon. Ooga. The thing is, the fuckers on the television have one job, and one job only. On New Year's Eve, and that is to count from 10 to 0 at 1 second intervals and time it so that 0 happens at midnight, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's literally their only fucking job. The rest of it all, you can do what you want, but that's all I need from you. And back in the day with Dick Clark, they used to show that at 11 our time, because we're sure. Central time, because they're showing it live in New York to watch the ball drop, and then they'd sing and dance for like 20 minutes, and then they'd rewind it so that our time zone could watch the ball drop, and then they'd do it again and again and again so that every time zone got to watch the fucking ball drop and kiss and sing All Lang Syne and all that shit. So it turns out they don't do that anymore. If you'll recall from last year at your guys' party, we were waiting for the fucking countdown, and Rihanna's singing and dancing around like an idiot, and then I look at my watch, and it's like 10 after, and it's like, motherfuckers. And I was pissed.
You were super pissed.
I was super pissed.
It was hilarious.
They have one job. So this year, we marathon Doctor Who. We finished the season at Doctor Who at like 12:45. I'm like, great, let's go upstairs. I bought an antenna specifically so I could watch the countdown, because I don't have TV. Until I bought an antenna on Wednesday. So we go up to watch the count, and I turn on the CTV, and it's Ryan Seacrest's stupid fucking face, and I'm like, not this year, asshole, I'm on to your shit. So I go through the channels, and we find the one that's taking place in Miami, and they have a countdown in the corner, and it's like 5 minutes or whatever. I'm like, yes, countdown. So they introduce some asshole named Pitbull that I've never heard of, and Marlene's like, you've never heard of Pitbull? I've never heard of Pitbull.
Okay.
So he's coming down, and first he's got ladies dancing while Pretty Woman plays, and then the ladies are dancing while something else plays. So apparently he's getting paid millions of dollars to not sing while hot chicks dance to other people's songs, which I would do for half of what they paid him. But that's besides the point.
I'll do it for a quarter.
Yeah. So he starts quote-unquote singing, and he's gyrating around going, woo, party, party, party! And the timer's going, and the timer gets to like 1.5 minutes, and then it goes away. And I'm like, no, that's fine. It'll come back for the big countdown. So he finishes song about 1 minute or so later. And then he goes, all right, are you all ready for history? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, woo! And he starts dancing again. That speed. And I'm like, that's not a countdown. That's a kid cheating at hide and seek. Like, the fuck was that? And so I was so confused. I thought maybe that's just the start of another song. Like, do we have another minute to go? And apparently the producer was confused too, because it was like 30 seconds later that they finally just limply let the confetti fall down from the sky, because they're like, oh, I guess it's the new year now. And that was the fucking countdown.
That's a little bit funny.
You know, there was a
one job, Brian. One fucking job.
I used to think New Year's was an irrelevant holiday. It's now my favorite.
New Year's has been my favorite since I've known Nathan.
New Year's Eve is my favorite holiday. I just want to be. I want to be around Nathan for those 5 minutes.
Nathan, I just want to watch. Tell you how happy I am right now.
Why would he count like that?
I can't wait till this year's over just to watch it fail somehow. I don't know how it's going to fail this year. But it's going to be glorious, and you're going to...
I was so mad, and Riley's like, and I'm like, I missed the New Year's moment. She's like, I didn't even get a kiss. I'm like, don't blame me, blame fucking Pitbull, because he can't count right. Fuck!
Oh.
Oh, Kitty. Should we have our New Year's kiss now?
No.
So someone, Tort was asking, what's the point of your rant?
Hey! Oh wait, no, Tort. Tort's fine. I for a second I was thinking of Pip, and I was gonna say fuck you, Pip, because Pip moved
to London. Yeah,
yeah. He was supposed to move to Wisconsin.
Well, what a jackass!
He moved, but to the wrong country.
Wasn't he in London?
Well, he could.
He was in like some shitty London suburb, probably.
Maybe he's just Wisconsin's the next stop on his way. He just has to.
Get London out of a system.
Everywhere in Europe is like London. It's like London or Moscow, which isn't even Europe, I know, but I was...
Pip, you've seen Love Actually. You want to get laid, move to Wisconsin.
That's true. That is true.
You have a British accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read a Cracked article today that was ranking the accuracy of Americans in foreign films, and they said they interviewed some British people, and they said that that's 100% accurate, that all they have to do is say a sentence, and they get all the pussy they want.
Yeah. I should develop a British accent.
Yeah, they're just like, you know...
Girls
just
dig a British accent for whatever reason.
No, I get it. It's fun, but like...
Katie, do you dig a British accent?
I dig lots of accents. I'm not confined to just one.
Just...
Wow.
She's cultural.
Wow.
Jeremy's learning new things.
I am learning new things.
You are not. Concerned. Every time like an Irish accent comes on, I always tell you how awesome that is.
That's true, you do.
We watched Broadhead... which is a British
thing. I watched that thing. Too.
Did you watch Grace Point, the American version of it?
I watched very little bit of it. I've heard it's tolerant and it was not...
It's 90% the same. They changed the ending in Broadhead is true in Broadhead.
Yeah.
It's a cover story in Grace Point.
Oh, hilarious.
but anyway, Raylene really enjoyed it because David Tennant talked in his actual Scottish accent the whole time.
Right, yeah.
And so she didn't even know anything about the plot. She was just busy doesn't orgasming care. Every episode.
And then he plays the same character in the American version, but has like a really bad American accent.
Yes.
That's unfortunate.
I do like the episode of Doctor Who where he's pretending to be Scottish.
Yeah.
So he just talks in his normal accent.
That's actually pretty good.
They have a... what TV show they make? They make a... Adam's Family reference in Doctor season Doctor Who. It's great.
Yeah, when yeah.
They tell him he's all tiny.
He needs to use his hand for something. She's like, you know, like Adam's Family.
So, nice. And then he even does like a goofy little dance too, which
I think.
Good stuff.
This is a good story.
You're a good story. Shut up.
Doctor Who's a good story.
That's a good story. Why would you?
There's
a
better
story
when Russell T. Davies was the showrunner, but that's a whole can of worms.
Well, that's more of a generic. It's not story. It's stories.
Yeah, the show was better with Russell T. Davies.
Yeah. That's
what's Andy laughing at over on the Twitch stream?
Twitch stream, somebody had mentioned that it only some British accents work. he had said that he sounds like a gay pirate. No effect.
That'd work on are you gay?
I was going to say. Yeah.
It really depends where you're at, I feel like. Maybe you just went to the wrong part of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Maybe the wrong bar.
Yeah.
I think gay pirate will get you some strange somewhere.
What is that? What is that place that's in Police Academy? The Blue Oyster?
The Blue Oyster.
Yes. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
God. Oh my god.
This should not be an instruction manual to a video game.
Yeah.
It is though.
So I installed the game and I looked at the PDF version of this game. I read a little bit about it and I'm like, this is a game where you're like, man, I want to make a video game and I want to pretend it's a 70, so I'm gonna make everything super, 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 super complicated and in depth and a million charts. And I'm not gonna understand. I'm not gonna have an editor who tells me what streamlining is at all.
Well, the big issue, it wouldn't be that complicated. Except, so think diplomacy, civilization.
Civilization, right?
So Katie and Jeremy will get this one.
Yeah.
Think civilization.
Sure.
Now imagine that every unit that every country had was completely unique. Oh my god. So you have like 400 completely unique units with all their own stats and everything. And that's why it's complicated. Like, in actuality, the game itself isn't overly complicated. It's just there's a fuck ton of info out there because of all that stuff. Plus, some of the races live underwater. Like, you could actually play as merpeople, and then you just conquer underwater, and other people are fighting on land, and you're like, I'm down here, until they can recruit, like, lizard people that can go underwater to fight you and on land. And so you start doing, like, these amphibious incursions. It's hilarious.
That's kind of interesting.
It's like Aquaman?
Yeah. You can just be down there. The Tritons are fighting the Cthuloids. They're just, we fight underwater, and assholes fight on land.
I'm going to take that Aquaman segue because you don't get it often. I was playing Injustice. I finished Injustice. Got Among Men yesterday on the PS4, and Aquaman's one of the characters you fight as.
Okay.
And towards the very end, you play as, multiple versions of reality.
Okay.
And your good Superman comes to fight the bad Superman, but at one point, Aquaman stands up to Superman. I'm like, well, this should be like a 1 second fight. Like,
should be over,
like,
quickly.
Why am I even having to mash buttons? It's Superman versus Aquaman. And we're not even in the water where, you know, you could give Aquaman a few extra seconds. It was on land.
But they
and then the fucker beat me in like 5 seconds. Yeah. He had his trident of death. And I'm like, what the hell just happened?
They retconned Aquaman to be like super powerful on land.
Yeah.
Because here's their theory. What happens when you take a submarine, like this thing made out of fucking metal and reinforced everything, and you go down too deep, it's crushed like a soda can.
Sure.
Well, Aquaman can walk around in the bottom of the Mariana Trench like nobody's business.
Okay.
Fucker's really impervious to damage.
Okay.
So, like, that same, like, you punching him hurts a lot less than the water pressure at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. So he's basically invincible.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's their logic. They're like, yeah, that makes sense. So fuck it. He's like just bulletproof and super strong now.
Well, I don't understand the bulletproof piece.
Again, a bullet has less force. Like he's just invincibly strong.
A bullet is force at a really quick speed. And to get to the bottom of the ocean, he would probably have to like submerge at a slow pace. Like, because you have to come up at a slow pace, otherwise you like burst.
I was thinking about like his body itself, because his body would be compressed by the Marianas Trench, all the water pressure there. But wouldn't, as Katie, that's what you just said, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I like how he started.
It took him a minute, but he got
halfway
there.
In the story, he was repeating something else, but then he stopped. Like, Jeremy would have kept going.
I would have kept going, 100%.
And then claimed it as your own.
Yep.
I'm aware of this.
Yeah, that would have happened.
That'll work.
So, are we done? As much as I enjoyed the New Year's and the Aquaman.
I'm not wrong, though, right? Like, they have one job.
It doesn't matter. It's hilarious.
It doesn't matter. It's just funny.
I've never stayed up, though. Like, when I used to stay up for New Year's and cared about the countdown, I watched, like, the Nickelodeon countdown.
Where they dropped slime at the end of it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they did that. I just guessed it was slime because it's Nickelodeon. I have never cared about the countdown, but I don't understand. But you know what? I'm glad you do.
Well, until recently, I always lived on, like, the East Coast, so.
You're not glad I care. You're just glad that things are crushing my hopes and dreams.
Yes.
Well, that, to be fair.
To be fair.
It doesn't matter what I care about. You're just happy to see me suffer.
Well, no. Yeah. There are some things I don't want you to suffer in, but majority, yes. Not all encompassing. We'll go with, that's fair.
Yeah, I'm completely fine with that.
I hope every New Year's fails for you as long as I know you.
Thank you. That's friendship.
That's a true friend.
Hey, that's all I wish I would fail is that. You're pretty good.
I saw a chart the other day that was like the three phases of friendship. And one first one was sarcasm. Second one was insult. So the third one was inappropriate sexual humor. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty accurate. That's like really come on the 1, 2, 3.
That's pretty good. Yeah. High five.
I'm glad I thought of it.
I was watching the show.
Brought it all around.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to mention, I'm watching the show In-Betweeners on Netflix, and that is exactly true. It's what people who just meet, but literally everything you described happens on a show in that order. It's ridiculous.
I haven't seen the show yet. But then I don't watch every show forever and always.
Well, it was like, it's been out for years, and it's always rated on Netflix like almost basically a 5. I'm like, you know, I should probably click on this thing at some point.
Is it stressful?
It's British comedy of high schoolers. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no, I did start to watch the show.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, it's the main character, it's a ridiculous character.
You probably wouldn't like it.
No,
it's funny.
No. You don't like funny shows.
I don't like funny things.
You don't like things that are good, as evidenced by your recommendation of Desolation of Smog.
I enjoyed it.
That's true, because it sucked.
You like stressful, like drama-filled things. You're not really a big humor person.
You also like tween girl novels.
That's true.
Because they're full of drama.
To be fair, that is true about them. I do still, I still haven't gotten around to watching Divergent.
I watched
like the next movie's coming out.
I watched and it Divergent me I and Maze Runner. I'm like, man, this is what you feel like it'd be Jeremy.
I saw Maze Runner. I haven't seen Divergent yet.
Yeah,
I thought Maze Runner was pretty good.
I like both of them. I was like, I should check my vagina.
I didn't see the most recent Hunger Games, but I'm annoyed that I enjoyed the other two.
You'll like it.
The next Hunger, this new Hunger Games is also really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Jim and I saw the first one in the
I
cheap
theater.
I tried
to take it several times.
You always, like, we're always sitting with like a puppy on my lap in a
That's
blanket.
That's not true. We were driving by the movie theater one time.
After we had just run a bunch of errands, and you were like, yeah. Do you want to go see a movie? I was like, no, I want to go home and take a nap.
You could take a nap in the movie.
Yeah, you're right. I could pay $10 to take a nap, or I could just drive the rest of the 5 minutes home
and take a nap
for free.
Katie, I'd go see the movie with you.
Thank you, Andy.
Go see it on Tuesday for $5.
Yeah.
I even suggested that the other Tuesdays ago.
I've never seen the second one either.
It's on Netflix. You can watch it tonight.
Yeah, you should.
It's true.
It is really
good. It is really good. The best thing about Hunger Games, I think we've said this on air before, we might not have. The best thing about Hunger Games is that it's that book minus the internal monologues of Katniss. And it turns out when you take away Katniss's inner monologues, it's a fantastic book. The book.
She's annoying.
Imagine, okay,
it's kind of like how The Order of the Phoenix is the most insufferable book on the planet because it's that fucking teenager's stupid mind.
Think about all the things Katniss does in the movies.
Simple answer, yes. Let's move on. We've talked about it too many times.
Fine.
But that was exactly correct. Yes. Next topic.
Hooray! Also, in the book, I can't see Jennifer Lawrence's ass in a leather pant suit thing.
Also that.
Yeah, but you can see it in your mind.
And the chick with the axes. I forget that actress's name, but she's hot, too.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
She gets naked in the elevator.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I remember that part.
I'll bet you do.
I know her. She was in that other movie.
They did manage to make, what's her name from Game of Thrones, kind of ugly in the new one.
Lies.
No, they gave her this
Lies
weird, ugly haircut, and she's like not...
Who from Game of Thrones? Cersei? No, Arya?
The queen.
Cersei.
The new queen.
Oh, Marjorie Tyrell.
Marjorie Tyrell.
What's her face? Yeah, she's got one of those weird alien faces that can look good in the right light, and then if you give her a weird haircut, she just looks like an alien. Well,
yeah, she looks horrible.
Like Amanda Seyfried can do the same thing.
I've never noticed.
Head rotate, and you're like, what?
I've never heard it called a weird alien face.
Well, because they have the big, like, Cupid doll eyes. Like the grays that people are abducted by. Like, it's sometimes those big eyes, little chin, they just look like Asgard.
What's her name from Aliens? Is one of those.
Skeletor?
Yes.
She was an Electra.
Also,
she's made out of bones and hatred, and she used to have sex with Ben Affleck.
She still does. They're married.
Jennifer Garner.
I think they are still married.
I do like Jennifer Garner.
I don't think she's overrated in attractiveness.
It's kind of
like Julia Roberts is hideous.
I know a perfect example is that gal from one of the boyfriend or the girlfriends of the in American Pie, the guy who plays lacrosse. Tara Reid is one of them too.
Yeah,
but the guy who plays lacrosse in American Pie.
Yeah,
the only player question. Her forehead is so ridiculously huge. It's scary.
But Amanda Seyfried's the big one. If you shaved her head and painted her gray, people would think she was abducting them.
This is a very weird topic.
This is a weird topic.
This is why our show should have topics.
Tara Reid does not have an alien face.
It's not Tara Reid.
It was the other one. Tara Reid has terrible plastic surgery.
She actually goes around
giving speeches about don't get plastic surgery done by terrible plastic surgeons.
Wow.
Because her body is very bad right now. Depressingly so.
And she got the surgery just for the hell of it. I forget the actress who had bad surgery. Rose... McGowan, she got in a car accident and her plastic surgery went really badly. It's like five years ago.
That was
McGowan.
No, you're thinking of Mark Hamill.
Exactly.
I see what you mean about the big eyes.
Yeah, are we looking at Seyfried or at her. I mean, if you like Photoshop out her hair, she looks like she's going to abduct you and anal probe you, which I wouldn't say no to because she's definitely attractive.
She's still very pretty though without her hair.
But she's got the small chin, the big eyes, the forehead, the alien face. You
know? What's her actual name? Let me look up a picture of her.
So somebody did mention, as Katie's looking this up, somebody did mention that Jeremy is a Neil in The Inbetweeners.
I don't know.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Brian, you've watched Inbetweeners. Is he a Neil? I'm a Samantha.
I watched four episodes yesterday, and if you put all the pictures, if you put like I know the whole cast, but I
you have the internet at your fingertips.
I actually, it's as sad as it is, I have to look at the picture of the person to know who Neil is from the show.
While you're looking that up, and Katie's looking that other thing up, I'll offshoot this. So there's the I'm a Samantha, I'm a whoever, like the Sex and the City girls. Okay, the big thing with Sex and the City is that you would
which of the characters
would be, And there's the Carrie, and there's Samantha, and then there's the cute one, and then there's the redhead borderline lesbian professional one that like nobody wants to be. So there was never t-shirts or hats of I'm her, and really? My wife was totally one of her, and so she was so mad that the one she obviously was so hated that she couldn't get any merchandise admitting that she was like her.
Unfortunate.
My first wife, not my current wife.
I don't know, Mr. Story. Who is she like?
You the redhead from Sex and the City.
No, I don't watch that. Anyway.
So, by the way, if you were a Neil in between years, it's not the worst. It wasn't the worst option, but it's not a good option.
It's not a good option.
I think her eyes actually look smaller there, Jeremy.
I'm out of Photoshop.
That looks very Photoshop.
So the half-shaved and the tattoo there?
Hot. So our official topic of the year of this episode.
It's not that I want to have sex with her.
The Game of Thrones girl?
That actually could tie into the topic.
It could.
I'll save onto it.
There she is, big eyes.
Yeah, now
that's kind of a goal. Have sex with the Game of Thrones girl of all topics. That's part. That's related.
It's just to bang Natalie Dormer.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Dormer.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said Gormer.
No, I said Dormer.
Her last name is really irrelevant.
Dormer. No, it's on all the paperwork I get demanding I stop.
He's seen it a lot.
From the estate of Miss Dormer.
Please leave my backyard.
So why is that tree there if she didn't want it climbed? Like, it obviously is intended for such. Why are there windows to her bedroom if I wasn't supposed to break them?
Why is there?
Or look in. If they didn't want you to look in, then they would put shades. Right. Or they wouldn't turn on the light.
Yeah. If she didn't want me in her house, she'd put two locks on the door.
Or if she wants to tease, she could put down the shades and then turn on the light.
It's along those lines. And I'll tie it in because it's one of those confession tigers I was talking about, my favorite meme last year.
Yeah.
It's one of them was like, the other day I was watching my next door neighbor masturbate with my telescope. I could see better if I had my telescope.
Yeah.
Katie showed me that one. She liked that
one. And
I didn't get it at first. I didn't. I did not. So anyway,
did you hear about the last episode? We cut off right as you finished it, your joke.
What?
Which, the audio cut off right as you did your
at
joke.
At least I got to finish the joke.
Yeah.
Afraid not.
Well, no, that's where I cut it off.
Yeah. Good. It's one of the advantages of homeschooling. All right, topic. You had a topic.
What are you looking forward to in 2015?
Sex with Natalie Dormer.
Well, obviously. Also, if you have one, a New Year's resolution.
Sex with Natalie Dormer.
I don't know that counts as a resolution. That's maybe a resolution every year for the last, 3 years.
And? They only introduced her, last year.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
She's been around for 2 years.
She's been
around
two years.
Years? Two seasons?
I don't remember time before Natalie Dormer.
Ah, okay.
There's BC, AD, and BND.
BND? Someone please say something that's not about Natalie Dormer.
Why?
So I'm really excited. Yeah,
why would we want to do that?
I'm really excited that the Hooks are going to come stay at our house. Also, I promised Jen that she could sniff you a lot.
Right. Interesting.
You have no input in this promise.
Was there a side comment going on? She sent it. Yeah. Yeah, if the Hooks come to Madison, they want us to come there, which makes sense, but Katie gets three vacations.
Katie has
a year,
no vacation time.
So it makes it really difficult. I also think they're going here for 2 days, but if they come here, then I can go for 0 days.
You guys should just see them when you go to Adepticon.
They also don't go to Adepticon.
What? Well, at least
they don't ever go to Adepticon.
Don't they live in Chicago?
No.
They live in Columbus, Ohio.
They live
real far away. That's why we're not gonna go see them.
Because Katie is a week of vacation.
Yeah. They always go to Gen Con, so we always see them there.
I must be thinking of somebody else.
Probably. Teammates, maybe? He does live right next to Adepticon.
My dad?
Also, probably.
Yeah, he lives in the Chicago area.
That's what we're looking forward to. That's the highlight of the year, Key. So if you don't come, you've ruined the year.
Yeah, you've already promised, pretty much, basically.
In their minds, you've promised.
Yeah, they promised, and the point that Kay said, you guys should come here instead.
Yeah.
And then maybe, and then that was that, so then obviously that means you have to come here now.
Yeah.
That's how that story went.
Also, take care of our dogs when you're here, too.
What's wrong with your phone case?
Everything.
That's how it works.
It's a bad phone case.
Well, you just turn it over, and then it solves itself.
That's what
there
I did.
You go.
He did, but bothering Nathan.
It's like, my brakes don't work. Why don't you just run into a bridge embankment? Your car will stop that way. Like, I should be able to just stop.
It'll slow you down.
You're so hard to please.
We're a little punchy tonight, apparently.
So, my resolution has mentioned several times that I'm going to go to at least three conventions, maybe four, depends how expensive Gen Con is. But I'm definitely going to War Machine Week at Adepticon and that one in St. Louis. DICON?
No. Yeah.
DICON? Is it DICON? Yes.
Well, there's two in St. Louis, DICON or Machine Weekend.
Yeah.
Right, but the one I hadn't specifically already mentioned, which would be DICON. Yeah. So I'm going to go to at least those three, maybe Gen Con, depending on how much money I have and vacation time and whatnot.
Sure.
And I'm going to play in all the qualifiers for Masters, Hardcore, and Iron Gauntlet at all of those. And just
which is fairly hardcore, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck it, hardcore. I might drop one of those. I might not do...
I'll be honest.
I'm definitely doing Masters.
Yeah, yeah.
I might drop Iron Gauntlet and just do Masters and Hardcore.
The only person I saw do both heats of Masters and both heats of Hardcore ever was Jordan Knack. And even he's gone entire conventions without sleeping.
Yeah.
And he looked destroyed
yeah.
after doing both heats of Masters and both heats of Hardcore.
Yeah, I'll probably just not do Iron Gauntlet.
Or Iron Gauntlet. Sorry, he did Iron Gauntlet, not Hardcore. I'll probably just do Masters and Hardcore.
I might not do Iron Gauntlet.
Well, you push yourself too far first, you can take
it. I'm going to do Adepticon. I'm going to do all of it at Adepticon, yeah. maybe, depending on if they need me to. If I promised I'd do some shifts at Adepticon so that I could go there for free. So I need to pick up some shifts. Something. And those shifts might be judging Iron Gauntlet, and then I'll just there do Masters and Hardcore.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
point is, even if I'm only doing two of those three, I'm doing a shitload of competitive gaming of competitive this year gaming, is my yeah. plan. And hopefully, you know, come home with a trophy or something. We're definitely winning the team tournament at Adepticon this year, so I got that going for me.
Who you going with?
Me and Dan.
Okay.
Skittles Wasmer. Yeah. We got this shit.
Do you?
We mathed it. If you move your caster up 2 inches, your caster dies.
Okay.
See, that...
Which is awesome.
Your confidence makes me so sad I'm not going because
you want to watch it fail.
I want to beat you last year.
I want to stop.
We had your number.
You had...
That so hellmouth missed and you were fucked. And then I was on the wrong table.
So, Nathan, there's this thing called a table.
I was winning my table.
We're winning that other table.
My table was fucking dominated. I had tabled my opponent. Nobody else was on that table.
That's true.
I was the best, Katie.
High five. Brian probably cheated.
Probably.
I've seen True Line of Sight. I've never seen whatever that was.
True Line of Table?
True Line of Table.
And I can't, I actually, because I, whenever this game actually came up, even if I don't know if I'm going, I always get hotel rooms, and I officially canceled my Adepticon hotel room a couple of the days. So now I was a little sad. I'm like,
it
man,
is sad.
Like, I could still sneak and go last minute. I'm like, nope. I'm putting all my money elsewhere this year.
I am too. I may break down at the last minute and like see if Team Age will let me crash at his place and do a day at Adepticon that way, but we'll see.
I mean, if we actually went down on a Saturday and hung out, I wouldn't be against that.
Yeah, like going on all day. I mean, you can still do that.
I would even go down on Saturday and stay in High Adepticon.
I will likely break down and at least do that.
There's going to be... At first, it was just... So, the... lady whose name you couldn't remember when we were talking about
Zosha.
Women, yes, who about Natalie? Women in War Machine, and sure. we were talking about the whole JVM's girlfriend, I'm just saying that okay. that was part of the discussion, but
sure,
as you said, Zosha,
I know her name now. We're Facebook
friends. She has never had Chicago style pizza.
Ah,
and I posted because she mentioned that she on a Facebook thread. She's like, I'm eating pizza with a knife and fork, and everyone's like, what are you insane? You don't eat pizza with a knife and fork. And I'm like, I'm from Chicago. You have to use a knife and fork when you eat your pizza because you can't pick that shit up. And I posted a picture, and she's like, oh my god, she'd never even seen it. She didn't know what that was. And I'm like, at Adepticon, we are getting some of this shit, and you're gonna eat some of this. And one person mentioned one restaurant, and they're like, this is the best Chicago style pizza you can get. And somebody's like, that stuff's shit. You need to get this one. And so there was a fight.
Giordano's so and
we might have a it was like Face Johnny off? B Crappy Pants or something. I don't know, but we might have like a variety,
a pizza off.
Like
How
order from four different places.
I've never seen a shit. I'm like I because they're in like movies and stuff.
She was confused.
You can
by
buy
it.
Him, yeah. Speaking of her,
point is we're gonna have that. So you should tell them for that at least.
I would enjoy
she
that.
She made my top. So I got tricked into this whole poll. I made this post on Facebook. Which,
I got tricked into that. How
does he just post it to like?
He thought he was trolling someone, and he accidentally trolled himself.
So troll. I for the record, I hate when people copy and paste things from someone else's Facebook page, and it's always like this goody two shoe blah post, and it's
sure.
like all this plus karma crap. I'm like, fuck uh-huh. that bullshit.
Uh-huh. Right.
So Meg.
So then Brian did
and
that.
And I would say, yeah. So someone I know posted a thing saying, first five people who post get something, get a prize, and I saw four responses. I replied and saying I'm in.
He didn't read it. He just posted.
I saw a prize, and I'm like, I had a second. So I got it. And then I get this message saying, oh, you have to repost this and you have to do this. I'm like, what is happening? And I make this stupid post about how, you know, it's going to be a good year. And if, you know.
I saw that.
I was actually disappointed that I wasn't one of the first five for your post.
Well, Ben Lang was the fifth one like a minute before I got there. Yeah. So,
because there's a few people before Ben Lang, they were saying, oh, you hacked. And I didn't count that. I had to go through the. I had to find several people who said I'm in. But so many people thought that I was like hacked, that I posted this like. I'm going to send things. So five people now are going to have, at some point this year, I'm going to send them something this year.
You're going to send them, like, a bug?
I don't know. It's up to me to send them.
Spiders.
It was Flanzer, Ben Lang. It was, she got in. Zosha. And two other people.
Yeah.
I saw it before. Yeah, Chris. I could have posted it, and I'm like, no.
You should send them some of the green tea Kit Kat.
No, Kit Kats are good.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. Send this abomination.
Yes. I don't know who this person was. I'm gonna wait. They're going to be very, very special from me. It's going to be a work of art.
I am good, thank you.
You can take those. You're the only one who
enjoyed
you
them.
You liked them. You're like, these are great. Everybody else almost vomited.
Not that bad.
That's true. He didn't say they were good.
They were amazing. I said they're not that bad.
Still, you're the only one who could stomach them.
I'm just glad people call it for me because I got a lot of messages though. Your Facebook account was hacked. And it was like, no.
That's because they've met you.
Yeah. I'm like, no, it was an accident. It's my
Brian accidentally posted something positive on Facebook.
Yeah. It happens once every like 2 years, evidently.
You fool.
Yeah. I can't think of the fifth person was. I can think of four.
Natalie Dormer.
Well,
probably.
I'm not allowed to send her things.
Well, you're going
to
mail her something, yeah, regardless of whether she posted.
Yeah. Every month.
So that was my resolution.
I save it up for once a month. Okay. Big jar.
What do you got going on in 2015?
I'm going to go to Gen Con.
Yes, you are.
Gen Con.
That's your plan. That's your glorious 2015.
Your resolution 2015. Is that you're going to go to Gen Con?
Well, we also said you could talk about what you were excited about for 2015 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought those were two different topics. I thought we were going to go around a second time for that.
Oh. Okay.
So, Katie, what's your resolution then?
My resolution?
I can just be wrong. You're wrong, but...
Well, I don't have any models anymore. Jim took them.
You can get them back. Jim said the moment you want to play, he will bring them back over.
So, I mean,
Jim got an army.
I would really
like... He's totally just going to do fuzzy stuff. So, like, you could try doing Balder and Bradigus Wold stuff, or...
Because that sounds like Katie. That's
terrible.
You want to borrow my piggies?
No, I don't know. My goal... Okay, here we go. My resolution. I will play 3 games of War Machine.
This year?
This year.
3 games... Actually, one thing you and I have talked about is once we have the nice table that I'm getting, maybe we'll play, and that'll get your interest peaked again. We'll see.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. The problem with this is...
Because he's got to play you, though.
They keep coming out with new things, and you have to learn new rules to things. And, Brian, you know how much I hate rules.
Yeah.
You do hate rules.
I mean, you're gonna lose out on birthday month. Although, because that was last year's birthday month.
You already told me what I was getting for my birthday.
Did I?
Yeah, you told me lots of Coke everywhere in the house.
Everywhere in the house. Katie gave him soda last week.
That's a bonus gift. That's a thank you for the
box. I didn't think you were talking about the soda. Well, I thought this was like Scarface style.
Both. He's gonna have Coke with Coke on it.
He's just gonna have millions of dollars of cocaine in my house. Just
hey. If it gets caught at my place, that's trouble. If it gets caught at their place, that's their problem.
I've sometimes thought about how annoyed I would be if I found like a briefcase full of cocaine bricks. I would be, because like, I would know that it's worth millions of dollars. I would have no way of moving that shit. Like, that would be the most annoying thing to find.
No, that would be the second most annoying thing. Did you hear what Jordan found when he like removed the roof tile, the ceiling tiles in his house?
Like the
used drug needles and drug spoons. No actual drugs, just drug, clearly used drug paraphernalia fell out of the ceiling and almost hit him.
Well, that's just terrible. I'm talking about like the frustration in going, if I knew a guy, I'd be a millionaire right now.
Yup. That's true.
Sucks.
And how do I find the guy? Because you have to be very cautious. Yeah. You can't say, yeah, I got a suitcase of cocaine, because then they're going to kill you if you get the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Or you'd be like, you know, hey.
Yeah, like if I find this briefcase of money, like No Country for Old Men style, I'm fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Especially now that I've seen that and I know to check inside of the stacks of bills for tracking prices. But I couldn't use Coke. Yeah, I mean, that was he was pretty dumb. For such a smart character, you'd think you would...
You throw the case it came in, filter through all the money, you move on, you check this, you make sure if they're all...
sequential.
The money's one thing, but he didn't even throw away the case until halfway through the fucking movie. Like, nah, dude, you get a trash bag, and that case...
And the case is
done. You buy it a train ticket the wrong direction.
I haven't seen this movie, but...
It's terrible.
You wouldn't enjoy it.
If you find a briefcase full of money, it's like Finders Keepers.
That is true, unless the other person wants it back and is an unstoppable killing machine.
Yes.
And the case has a tracking device in it because you're an idiot who didn't take the money out of the case.
Also that.
I would immediately open like 10 or 20 or 50 banks, and then I'll put a bunch of deposits under $10,000.
I think that flags something.
No, if you
no, do it's 10,000, you have to fill something out.
I thought it was over 5. It's over
it's
10.
Over 10.
Oh, good to know.
Or it used to be over 10 when I worked at a bank. I was a teller for a while. But that's what I would do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This guy instead is the main character for 2/3 of the film and then dies off screen between scenes. That's really terrible.
Good. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What do I have on my...
You wouldn't hear a rant. Me and Jim ranted for like a year after we saw that movie. Just in our sleep, to neighbors, to people. It was a year of anger over that movie.
Because you were enjoying him.
We thought it was such a good movie up until that moment. And then we just were so mad for so long.
The movie's like, oh, I don't want to be about him anymore. Let's go over here for a while. Oh, that's not interesting. I guess I'm done. Bye. Am I wrong? That's basically how it went.
All right, so, hold on. I gotta sit down.
Yeah, no one can hear you right now, Andy.
Because that character's so good, too. Like, one of Jim's favorite moments of that is he goes into a sporting goods store and he said, I need tent poles. And they're like, we don't sell tent poles. He said, it's fine. Can I buy a tent? They're sure, like, sure, which tent? And he said, the one with the most poles. That's just a great moment.
My comparison and hatred of that film consists of this. Think of, like, watching Star Wars and you're going through the growing up of Luke and you're watching him develop as a major character and then he just dies.
Yeah.
Off screen. Where was Luke? Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, you know, the morning phone gets tractor beamed in and then they like pan over and he just hit his head during the process and died. They don't even show it happy. They're just like, he's there and then the next scene he's a corpse. And they're like, well, I guess Chewie's in charge now.
And then the next 15 minutes, it doesn't even follow the main story. It goes like his aunt.
If he's still alive.
Yeah, it goes back to Aunt Beru.
He goes and sees Wedge just like drinking some coffee.
Describing his dreams.
And talking about retirement. And then the movie fucking ends. It really switches from him having shootouts with this monster, like, and explosions and shotguns and gunfire and traps and death.
It's a really cool cat and mouse
movie. He dies off screen, and then it's an old guy talking about retirement, and then the movie ends a half hour later.
So, I have a question. Why didn't he just give the money back?
Because he wanted
He found it out in the woods and amongst a whole bunch of dead people, and money's awesome. So yeah, like Brian said, he wanted the money.
But like, I really like money too. You know what I also like?
I like money.
Being alive.
But who would you give it back to? Like, he finds it in a field. There's nobody alive. There's just corpses.
I would give it back to the person shooting at me.
He would then still shoot you. It's not like they would stop shooting you.
Yeah. At this point, like, he was all in.
The money. Kablambo. Bye.
Yeah. I get it. Now, because my original reaction would be like, well, here, don't shoot me. Here's your money back.
Right. They'd have no reason not to shoot you.
Yeah. It's true.
It could just be nice.
And the movie is... Usually
deranged killing machines aren't nice.
Aren't generally nice.
I mean,
like, Jason Voorhees doesn't give you a foot rub.
To be fair, that guy would have probably let you flip a coin 50-50.
That's true.
He would have.
But the movie... I mean, the problem is, though, is the movie is 75% amazing. Yeah. It is actually a really good film. It just... ends so fucking shittily.
It switches from a diehard film to a pretentious French film with no warning. And you might have liked pretentious French film if you'd known going in that that's what you were getting, but you were watching Die Hard, goddammit.
Yeah. If the first 5% were pretentious French films, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, if I went to go see it, that's what I'm expecting. I'm going to deal. It's like when I saw Birdman, I expected artsy, and I got artsy, and that's what, you know, I was fine with all that nonsense because I knew going in, that's what I paid
clearly
money
what you
for.
Were getting, yeah.
Although that would turn into, if any movie turns into Die Hard, by the way, that's acceptable.
Yeah, you can go the other direction.
Yeah, going the other direction is always fine.
Like, that's what District 9 does. Yeah. District 9, like, the first hours are, like, dry and whatever, and then they're like, fuck it, everything explodes. And that last scene is amazing.
Yeah. Well, From Dusk Till Dawn goes from an action heist to a horror movie.
Yeah.
It goes from a bank robbery to a, you know, which I'm fine with, too.
I'm fine with any movie that has What's-Her-Face wearing that outfit.
Juliette Lewis?
Sure. No, not Juliette Lewis. The
Quentin
other
Tarantino?
One.
Tarantino?
No.
Dormer? Harvey Keitel?
Natalie Dormer. Yes, Natalie Dormer.
Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek.
In this crazy
I was trying to remember her name, but my mind kept going to Selena Gomez, and I haven't done the math on whether it would be okay to say that about Selena Gomez.
They're basically
oh, okay, I would fuck Selena Gomez then.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm pretty sure.
Double check, because I just said I would fuck her.
On air.
I would fuck her in 32 states in some European countries, but not in the other 18 states. That would be wrong.
There's a
I'll fuck her on the border of the states. Does that count?
One leg each state. Is that okay?
Jesus
Christ. Do you get to split the difference then?
She's 17 and 16 over here and 18 over there. We're good.
Done.
What were you trying to say, Andy?
No. She was born in 1992.
92?
92.
She's too old. She's like 22 now.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I wouldn't fuck her.
I knew that was coming too.
Hey! I just remember this. Especially, it's a new year. You could. It's. We're no longer rape free, so she
That's
better run.
True. It's not 2014 anymore.
Yeah. I just gonna send her a note. Rape free 2014 is over. Just send it.
That's all the notes. That would be the greatest note.
It's weird. It turns out she's a listener.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how I feel about this conversation anymore.
No, I'm sorry. I just. Yeah.
Although that note, welcome to the new Katie Free podcast.
I want to send that note to somebody though. Just like in the phone book, look them up and just mail that note to them.
Oh, so my resolution this year, I think that's what we were doing, right?
You're going to send some notes?
No. My resolution this year is to be a little more positive. Towards the end of last year, I got pretty negative about a lot of things about War Machine. And I'm not saying I didn't feel like I still feel that they were very, very valid complaints, and I still feel that way about them. But it doesn't mean I need to be a negative Nancy about it. So Wednesday, I'm going to try to get back into playing War Machine.
Negative Ned.
I suppose that's true, too.
Don't gender identify. If he wants to be a negative Nancy, he's allowed to be a negative Nancy.
Do you want to be a negative Nancy?
Apparently.
Okay.
Well, that's what you said.
I know. So I'm committed now, I guess. So anyway, I want to be more positive about War Machine. I am going to try to bust out
positive
models.
Poly.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to try to bust out models this Wednesday. I'm actually going to try to bust out a Gareth list.
Poly is gender neutral?
Yeah.
What?
I guess Pauly, like Paullie, but there's... all right. Whatever. Pauly and Pauly. I'll allow it.
Sure. Anywho, I'm actually going to bust out a Gareth list that one of our listeners said that he did really well at tournaments with, because I'm not going to be negative about Gareth. It's 2015. We're going to give him another shake.
You know who you should give a shake to?
Who's that?
Ryus and or Proteus.
I should. And if I own Proteus, I would try Proteus. But I own Ryus, and I will make a Ryus list, too.
You go infantry. They're her theme force. Legit.
Yeah, rearguard's the way to play her. I agree.
He likes it in the rear?
She.
No, you're talking about you. Get it?
Also, yes, don't gender identify. If Ryus wants to be a he, Ryus can be a he.
To be fair, well, the reason I say that is because for the longest time, I thought Ryus was a male caster. Like, I referred to Ryus and his sister, Saren, for the longest time, because I don't read the fluff. And then somebody was like...
Not notice that every single caster for Legion is female, except for the Ogryn?
And Kallus.
But no, but he's not actually male. He's a Simakirum, or whatever that's called.
He's not. He has no gender.
Oh, because he's
just a pile of mud,
a soulless,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Probably no genitalia.
Yeah. Not checking.
Just a cloaca of some kind.
I'm like, man, you made me. You could have just finished the job.
So anyway, Ryus, male or female? I'm going to give a shake this year. I'm going to give Gareth a shake. No auto disqualifying things just because I think they suck out of the box.
There you go.
We'll see how it goes.
Give him a try. Try to bulldog it up.
I'll give it a month.
Bulldog it up.
And the thing,
I don't even give it a month. I give it Wednesday. You're going to be playing. You're going to be done with the game.
I'm going to bring Gareth.
I'm
like
halfway
fuck.
Through it.
Well, like he says, he doesn't have my restrictions based on weather and things are coming down. So his odds are coming down are much higher than mine.
Yeah, my odds are coming down on Wednesday are pretty high.
Depends on what Katie says.
That is the limiting factor in this particular situation. Yes.
Katie doesn't need you every night. Katie can just make some tea and read a nice book and enjoy a Wednesday alone.
That seems
she
magical.
Can crush some candy in a Jeremy-free utopia.
That's true.
To be fair, the problem has been lately that Destiny's been... Like, I was going to start coming back, and then the Destiny release came out on a Tuesday, and then we all did the new raid on the Wednesday, and then I never looked back.
Why didn't
you
come on Saturday?
War Machine, because Destiny... Because Destiny. So the other thing
you could have had a Defense 19 and Jarius.
So I'm going to try to play both War Machine and Destiny in 2015. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, speaking of event yesterday, pseudo announcement, because we have every announcement. I think I'll have to check schedules, but February 28th, I might be running an event, that random partnership Unlikely Allies thing they did at War Machine Weekend. Nice. I was going to do it. So I have February 14th and February 18th. Those are weekends I have off. And the 14th, not only is Valentine's Day, which would have been hilarious for the – actually, thematically, it would make sense kind for the random partners every event because it would be like speed dating. But it's the second Saturday of the month, and so Chicago's having theirs. So current plan, not in stone, is that February 28th will be one that event.
So anyway – and I'm so that's my resolution, just be more positive about things, and not just about like models, but also like the War Machine community and people that annoy me and all that stuff. Try to be more positive, be a positive force.
And what are you looking forward to, or where are we going around
back,
a second time
back,
I forgot,
god damn it, Nathan, pay attention.
You're Ben Nibbler.
Yeah,
you're up, Andy.
Yeah, I know.
go dead air, keep filling.
I'm watching Nathan.
Nibbler's over there now.
Jeez. What are you doing?
Don't nibble Nibbler. That's ironic.
Yeah. I don't know. Isn't it ironic? My resolution is probably to paint stuff.
What?
It didn't work last year.
So Andy's resolution is the same one as 2014, so we expect it to work just as well.
I do need to paint my stuff, too. I want to get fully painted because I'm almost there. Like, all my Convergence has, like, a crappy base coat on. I need to just, you know, highlight better and base them.
One of the things that makes me sad about, to dovetail on this, is about playing my Rhett is that most of it's unpainted, but I don't want to paint my stuff, and so I may be playing unpainted mostly this year. We'll see if I play Rhett.
Go ahead. Yeah, we can do this together.
That's part of my resolution. I want to start something on Monday nights.
What do you want to start on Monday night?
Like a painting
night.
Group.
A painting
like
theme.
People could meet somewhere, whether it's his place or a neutral place like Pegasus or whatever.
Yeah.
I know the first two Saturdays of every month, Steve-O does his painting classes, and so people can just come to that. And that's handy. That's cool.
That's cool. I'd rather do...
Well, sure, obviously.
Outside of that. Yeah, but that's my goal, is to paint some stuff. I'm not given an actual date. Though. Like, I'm not going to have all my trolls done by Adepticon or anything like that. I'm going to paint stuff.
Are you going to ever paint Spider-Man?
Part of stuff. In Texas?
Yeah.
It's part of stuff. He's making a behavioral thing, not a quantifiable thing. It's like if your resolution, I'm going to lose 35.6 pounds. Like, you can't, but that's different than just I'm going to work out more.
Yeah.
You know?
Working out one time would be more than last year, so therefore I would.
I bought the extension cable, so I now can use my DDR pad. I still haven't, but
high five.
I could.
But you could.
Yeah.
How's that language coming, by the way?
Pretty good.
I started learning a language just because you were going to do it, and I'm like, I wanted to learn more Spanish than you did, just to be a dick. And then you like stopped in the beginning, so I only learned like two words. Like, well, you only learned one, so I learned two,
you know,
so I still won. Yeah.
How do you say bear, Ryan?
I was last year. I don't know. It's a new year. I forgot everything. Except for
the best
words.
Part is everyone downloaded Duolingo, and so like we were all like competing to do it. And then you would see like Gary would post random Spanish phrases.
See, I just got frustrated by it, and I know it's on purpose. Like it's trial and error. But like they do something like the course would be like, "What do you think is the Spanish word for?" Whatever, like milk, okay? Yeah. And if you don't know, like, they didn't tell you.
La
they didn't
licha.
Say, by the way, leche is Spanish
leche,
for milk.
They
that's my example. But, like one course, and the first course is like that. They're like, leche is Spanish for milk. I'm like, that's cool. And then later, they're like, what's Spanish for milk? It's leche. But then another one, they'd just be like, what's Spanish for xylophone? I'm like, I don't fucking know. You never told me. So I'd answer, they'd go, like, you're wrong, shithead. And sure, now I know that the answer I didn't pick was Spanish, but they didn't tell, and that just pissed me off.
You're very sensitive sometimes.
Well, that's a terrible way to teach.
Hey, millions of people learn.
Like, it might be an effective way to teach, but it pissed the fuck out of me.
Sorry.
It's just such a dick
move.
It's
not funny.
It's like a sink or swim thing, but like...
It is.
Which of these buttons will hurt? Ow! It was that one.
To be fair, that's hilarious.
So that's your resolution, Brian, is for Nathan to learn the language?
No, we're still on Andy painting.
Andy painting, right.
Which, by the way, he is doing.
He is doing right
now.
No,
yeah,
I recognize those butts. Those are like, are those the Vampire Countess, like the Blood Bowl team? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to a painting with Merc Andy.
Oh, don't. No. 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 I am just basing. I am not. Have a show.
I'm sorry, it's basing with Merc Andy.
No, it's just actually painting black on bases.
With
you can't
Merc Andy.
Say black.
That's a pretty boring
It might be show. Racially insensitive.
Oh. Speaking of learning Spanish, I want to tell a terrible joke, and then I'll tell another terrible joke that a Mexican told me after I told this first terrible joke.
So it's okay because a Mexican
told you.
Well, it has to do with the Mexican language. So
Leche,
that's what they speak in Mexico. It's annoying that Mexicans speak Spanish, but Spanish people don't speak Spanish. That's kind of annoying. Just saying. Like, they speak Castilian.
Some of them do.
Well, but, I mean, shouldn't Mexican, like, it's like how we speak English in English. England, they speak English at least. And it's just
Spain,
two different
they
English.
They speak Spanish.
They speak Castilian.
Some of them do.
The Castilian ones do.
True.
There you go. So anyway, here's my joke, and it's great. I wanted to start telling bad jokes. You'll like this one, Katie.
Okay.
So I went down to Mexico, and I saw a magician performing. Okay. And he said this part in Spanish, but I don't know Spanish, so I'll just translate for English. He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to disappear on the count of three." Okay. And he goes, "Uno." And there was like thunder and lightning and clouds and smoke and start coming out. He goes, "Dos." And like the music started blaring and everything. And then he disappeared without a trace.
I don't get it.
Trace is Spanish for three, Katie. Do you honestly not know that trace is Spanish for three?
No, he said uno, dos.
And then he disappeared without a trace.
Oh, I get it.
Jesus Christ. That took you a while.
Where's my toothpick? I flicked a toothpick at Katie, and now it's gone. Did you absorb my toothpick into your being? Like, it's gone. It's not in the pocket. Oh, there it is.
That was a riveting tale.
That was great.
Torta's recommending Duolingo.
That's what we're talking about. Okay.
I got pretty far into it, and then I realized I was ahead of Nathan, so I just stopped. That's why I stopped. I was learning a language, but Nathan wasn't, so I got up.
You,
I got bored.
So you do know more Spanish than I do, yeah. So well done.
It was a
you
cheat.
Succeeded in your troll.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, is I speak a little bit of Spanish, so I was able to do the exercises pretty easily and stay ahead of Brian, which was the point. But then I was like, I'm also going to learn German and actually make this useful. And then I agreed with Nathan that the way that they taught you languages sucked. Yeah. I was like, I have no idea.
Yeah, it was just so frustrating.
Well, and sometimes there's like a lot of L and La and whatnot, and sometimes like some of it they don't teach it till later on, so you have to assume a lot of this. But then if you do like 10 lessons, it all really does kind of sync up. But you have to go, they do punch you for a while.
You have to commit.
They'd be like, which is correct, L-H-A or La-H-A? And they had never told you. Yeah, and then you go, La? And they go, no, you fucking idiot, it's La. And it's like, well, you didn't tell me.
It's actually La.
Yeah. And La is literally...
I'm so happy right now.
But later on, you do start understanding. Yeah, but you are. They do it in a weird way. But you figure they've spent a lot of time. It must make sense on some level, but it can be frustrating.
Because there's three languages I really want to learn, and all three of them are relatively simple ones to learn, but I just get frustrated trying to learn them.
Klingon.
Spanish. English would be nice, yeah. No, yeah. Klingon, Esperanto, and Elvish. Those were the three. No.
I thought Elvis.
German, Spanish, and ASL. Elvis.
Where's peanut butter jelly sandwich?
That would be a great language.
It's peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Elvis or Lavis?
Nice to meet you too.
I like Johnny Bravo a lot.
I love Johnny Bravo. I love him as the logo to the Hunger Games.
Yep.
Wow. So Andy's going to paint more.
Are you going to make it, Katie?
So my resolution is by the end of the year to weigh less than Jeremy. I'm throwing that.
Wow.
Me too. High five.
Oh, I feel like Brian. That really puts a burden on me right now to prevent that.
I was going to have a chat with you the other day. I was starting to worry about you. We brought over donuts and you had some.
I know. It was.
And we went out to get desserts and you bought cookie dough. And I thought maybe you were going into like a depression spot.
No, it was the 31st. It was allowed that day.
It was allowed that day.
Yeah. Jordan comes down. I have cookie dough in front of me. You have like four apple fritter thingies.
Yep.
And you had like seven pies. And Jordan's like, man, you can tell it's the 31st of the year. I was trying to before the rest of the stuff gets there. Ron just shoving all the bad food into us. He's like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. And we're like, said, leave us alone.
Go away. It's amazing.
We gotta be in bed by 8.
We gotta get it all into our food holes before we fall asleep. Oh my god. We lead fascinating
lives. Let me
know
when you crack 200 pounds.
Yeah, that's going to take some effort.
All right.
So there we go. So that's my throwdown. So yeah, it's both good for me and torments you, and it motivates you.
It will motivate me. That's true.
We can, yeah.
It would take me a lot to
crack. We can get gym memberships and go together and inspire each other. And we'll paint while we're on the treadmills learning Spanish.
Ooh, does somebody want to give a gym membership with me?
The problem with the gym in Wisconsin is it's cold out.
Yeah, but like it's cold out. Like you can't go outside to go walking. That's why you have to go to a gym.
The problem I have with gyms is there's people. You know, like Gossamer from the Looney Tunes, where you just say, people, and then runs away in fright. They're the orange guy with the sneakers. That's how I am with.
Who was that?
Gossamer.
Was that the monster made out of hair?
Yes.
I didn't know he had a name. I thought it was just the monster made out of hair.
No, you learned something. No, but I don't like being around other people while I'm
sweating.
Here's a gentle reminder. And on the off chance we have physically fit listeners, is that there's going to be a shitload of people in the next month or so coming to your gym who have never been there before.
It's true.
And 90% of them will never come again after the end of January. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to be fat, and they're not going to know how to use the machines, and they're going to be terrible at weightlifting, and they're going to be terrible at exercising. Be nice to them. They're trying. Don't go, why are these fat people at my gym? Well, they're at your gym because they don't want to be fat.
My problem with gyms is there's way too many old naked fat dudes who just hang out in locker room naked, just chatting for hours. They come to the gym.
Some pants on, Brian. Why do you do that?
I literally walk into these. It was funny. The last time I went to, I walk into the locker room and it'd just be like guys just having tea naked, just chatting for like I come back after like same guys just bending over and stretch.
It's an age thing because women do it too. Here's the thing. Yeah. I don't use the locker rooms except for when I go swimming. But man, do the ladies, they're just like old boobs everywhere, just all over the place.
The naked's bad, but then the guys have their one foot up on the bench for no apparent goddamn reason.
They're letting it breathe.
Just because their genitalia weren't showing enough.
Yeah. Well, they gotta air it out.
I gotta say, it's nice to have air on both sides of the sack.
It's like the captain pose. Yeah. Like, that's how they stand around naked.
Yeah.
Like, they gotta, like, it's gotta be, I don't know, I don't understand what it is, because they'll just,
I don't
like,
want to see their little captain.
Just be, like, when I was their little old lady hair, and their boobs are just hanging out.
When I was younger, and my so-called life, you remember my so-called life?
Vaguely.
So, her friend was gay, and so in their high school, he used the women's restroom.
Right.
Because he said, hey, I'm gay, so I don't want to be in there with guys, whatever. And when I was younger, I was only wondering if I could pretend I was gay, so they'd let me use the women's locker room, and I could see all the naked women.
Right.
All the naked old ladies?
Listen, I was like 12. I didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
I just wanted to go in there and see all the boobs.
When you're 12, boobs are boobs.
You wouldn't have to pretend for very much
longer. Right. I'd go in there and go, I'm gay now. Yeah. No, because I go back in the men's room and, like Brian said, and I go, no, I'm just asexual. I'm just going to never want to see genitals again. I don't want mine anymore. Where's Lorena Bobbitt? Let's take care of this. Genitals are terrible.
But when you go to the gym, you go and you hop onto your machine and then you do your little weights and you don't go into the locker room. You come in your workout clothes and you leave sweaty.
That's gross.
No,
don't come in your workout clothes. Because you have to work out in them, and now they're all sticky.
Jesus. Did you like that, Katie?
But you might already be sticky if you're already sweating in them.
Yeah.
My work has like a decent-sized gym downstairs, but in Arizona, when I worked at the most, I would get up in the morning, go to the gym at like 5:30 or 5, come home, change, go to work. And I would be all sweaty. I hate that. I want to do that at work, but I have to shower. I don't want to like shower at work.
The showers at the gym at your work, do they have like individual stalls, or is it just the big open like 30 by 30 room with hoses on the wall?
It's smaller, but it's pretty much just everyone can come hang out together. Yeah. And I'm not really a group
shower room.
So the Princeton Club Express, they have individual bathrooms, and then in those bathrooms is a shower that you can like lock the entire bathroom.
But each one is issued a naked old guy. They just work for the Princeton Club, and they just stand there meat spinning.
Well, there should be at least two of them in there so they can chat. And that's not... It's never just one guy. It's always multiples having chat or playing chess. Yeah.
Somebody does say that old men with small weenies have confidence.
They do. And despite being in a gym, they usually have a giant gut hanging out. So
you catch yourself
looking to see the weenie.
The other reason why I don't go out to work out in that is I got psoriasis, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, it's fair. It sucks, but it's fair.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
so there you go, Jeremy.
That was working out. So now I have a new challenge.
That's his resolution. Yeah.
It's a resolution and a challenge. I don't just do one thing. I have to take it to the next level.
What are you looking forward to in 2015, Nathan?
Well, you, afterwards you have to ask him how much he actually weighs, so you know where you got to get.
Well, we'll figure that out. No, I can tell. I can.
I'll fluctuate. Like currently, we know that Brian and I weigh more than Jeremy. Doesn't matter what you do because you're
shorter than me.
How tall are you,
Jeremy? I believe I am.
I'm 6 foot.
Okay, so you're exactly your height.
Yeah.
I'm 5'7". I probably may work.
I don't even know what I weigh right now. I'm guessing. I don't know. I would say 190, give or take 10 pounds.
So you win already.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said you hadn't broken 200.
Yep, the other direction.
Oh, you mean the other direction?
I weighed 180 in college.
Oh, all right.
You don't want... Yeah.
Yeah. Brian and I are in a whole different... We're playing a whole different game than you are.
Yeah, never mind.
Like, if I break 200, I will have a hallelujah breakdown.
I assumed
breakdown.
You weighed like 170. I don't know.
Thank you, Nathan.
I don't know how weight works.
I'm going to have a smile on my face.
I'm almost as bad as guessing people's weight as I am guessing children's age. Because when I see a short human being, I don't know whether it's 2 or 12.
Well, based on that guess, I believe you completely. No offense to Jeremy.
No.
I have no idea.
I know what 170 looks like.
All right, our viewers have seen me seated, and they don't believe that I weigh less than 200 pounds.
You got a tum-tum, but I thought a guy weighs like 150-ish by default.
150?
And that's like 20
Maybe
pounds of
for
gut.
Your height. Well, you're 6.
Nathan, I don't know what people weigh.
Nathan, if I were anorexic.
How do stocks work?
What do people weigh? How old are children? And how do stocks work? These things confuse
me.
Most
weighed 100
guys weigh 170.
Nathan, no, that's not true either.
Okay, most healthy guys weigh 170.
That's not true either.
It is true.
My like,
not for 6 feet. I would say
no, not for
6 feet. But most men aren't 6 feet
okay,
tall.
Okay, that's fair. Like if I weighed 150, Nathan, I'd be this thin.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's how big my body would be.
What does Marshall weigh?
4 pounds.
Marshall's not the standard.
No. But I will go with 4 pounds for Marshall.
Marshall might actually weigh 120.
Let's look up healthy weight for...
I don't know what I weigh. Healthy weight for somebody like my size is about 150, 170.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I am grossly over that.
Yeah. You are probably way more than 150 to 170. I agree. You definitely weigh less than I do.
You add a few inches.
Like, there's
really
no way.
Well, I'm not that short. I'm like 5'10".
You're like 3'4".
No, I'm shorter than you. I'm not...
Stand up.
I'm not a midget.
Stand up.
I don't understand what's going on.
I don't either.
They're going to make out.
This is like 30 pounds right here, just straight up from height.
These 2 inches are 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Yep. It makes a big difference.
Jeremy has 30 pounds of ego.
I guess the extra 2 inches are in the middle. So.
Jeremy stores all the fat right here.
I know. I'm probably like 200.
That's where he stores his ego. You probably don't know what you weigh anymore.
You would be so sad.
There's a weigh in his bathroom.
Go weigh yourself in his bathroom.
Go weigh yourself in his bathroom.
Okay.
He's going to come back so sad.
So, Jeremy,
okay,
I'm just going to say...
Did I shake everything when
I'm showing you how much I weigh.
Oh. Yeah, you weigh almost exactly what I do.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But you're shorter
than I am. Which is not good.
Which is not good.
But
it's all beard.
A man who's 25 years old is a male and 5'10" should weigh anywhere between 150 and 165 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. See,
and that's for 5'10",
right?
Yeah.
Based on healthy BMI, your recommended weight is between 130 and 174.
Well, BMI is ridiculous.
BMI is stupid.
Well, but I'm just saying.
Okay, so for how about 6 foot?
6 foot.
This is riveting for all of our listeners. Nathan, are you sad now? Do you have a sad?
So this is how dumb I am. I got on the scale and I sucked in my gut. The scale was going to look up and go, oh, he weighs less than I think he weighs.
It's like a Garfield comic in real life.
Yeah. I'm not a smart man.
Okay, so let's see.
I am over 200 while fully clothed right now.
So
and also being fully and at night. Also, you weigh more at night than you do in the morning.
Weigh yourself the first second you get up naked. Yeah, that's the thing.
You feel slightly better. You wake up, you poop.
Oh yeah, poop and you pee.
Wake up,
everything
poo,
out of yourself.
Yeah. I was 218.4 according to Andy's scale.
I weigh more than that buck naked in the morning.
Oh really?
Yes.
So
you don't even want to.
You don't want to know.
In my mind,
I'm about 10 more than you.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so a 6 foot man should be anywhere between 165 and 178 pounds.
And that, see, 170. I told you,
170 is not, because when I was in college, I played hours of sports every day. I was like, I know this is a little bit hard to believe, but I was a peak physical specimen. I played soccer with international kids and outran them. I was in really good shape in college, and I weighed 180.
Everyone's different. Okay, when I was,
but if you had a lot of muscle mass, that actually puts you above the average weight.
I suppose that's true.
Because, you know, as you get sedentary, you actually lose weight as the muscle mass turns to not muscle because that weighs less, and then you gain weight again when you get fat.
The only way I hit 170 is if I get cancer. So let's hope for some cancer.
So, but like everyone, okay, so when I was at my, so my mom and I are very similar people, like we're the same height, same like body shape and everything.
But same when, attractiveness.
Same attractiveness.
Let's not go down that road, please.
I forget, what did you describe her mom as being? It was
unplayable.
It's like the Untouchables, but slightly different. It was unfuckable. That's what
I
her
would
mother...
never say that word for the record.
You did say
I
that
would
word.
Not.
You can claim it all you want. My mom and I look very, very similar.
He did say that also.
Anyway, when I was in college, I was very thin and I weighed 120. And my mom, when she was in college and very thin, she weighed like 105. That's like a 15-pound difference.
That's a big difference.
For two people who are supposedly genetically similar, like
I was looking at a cover of a Men's Health magazine at a checkout line like a month or so ago. I don't think it's the current issue. And the guy on the cover was missing an arm and a leg, and he had an article about him. I'm sure he's like an Olympian that uses like cybernetic limbs and whatever. But one of the other cover stories, and the one I saw first because I didn't see the other one about him, was the cover shows like our secret way to lose 50 pounds quickly. There's a picture of a guy missing two limbs. I'm like, that's cheating. Like, you can really easily lose 50 pounds with a hacksaw and some morphine.
Oh my God.
I've thought about it.
Well, it's like there was that big deal a while back. There was that high school wrestler who had no legs. I don't know if you remember this. It was like in the 90s, right? Yep. He had like no legs and he won state. And they're like, how inspirational. I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you have any idea how off his weight class is?
Yeah.
Like,
he's got the arms of a Greek god wrestling children.
He's got the upper body strength of somebody that should be in like a 200-pound weight class, and he's wrestling, like you said, children.
Yeah.
And these children can't put him in a fucking cradle hold because there's no legs to grab.
Yeah.
Like, you can't beat this guy.
Yeah, he was just dominating.
Like, oh, it's inspirational. No, he's kind of cheating.
And if you can't beat him, you're the guy beating the cripple. So what exactly? What's coming in there?
Yeah, it's there's like, no winning that one.
Yeah, it's
they could have just put legs on him. just like a mannequin legs or something.
Like legs from a guy from Family Guy. He just ties them in knots and things.
Yeah. No, just I like the plastic mannequin legs.
Yeah,
just put them on like a harness.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there was a guy at Epic that weighed 350 pounds easily. Like, he was...
You weigh more than 200?
Yes, I weigh more than 200. Thank you for bringing that up again. He was he was very, very, very overweight. Because he was Nathan's height, and he weighed about 350. He was huge. And so he got the tummy surgery. They sucked the fat out, and they did the tummy tuck thing inside. And that was, like, his present to himself for, like, his 35th or 40th birthday, whatever.
Yeah, I want to live.
By
the way, that surgery has some of the highest death
rates. Yeah, like, if you survive the surgery... Your chances like are way better because
insurance doesn't even cover.
Yeah, the problem is surviving the surgery is very dangerous. But he survived it, and this was years now. This was like 5 years ago, and he's still a super skinny guy. But like, all I can think every time I look at him is like, "You cheating motherfucker!"
Yeah,
like it can't like long term. There's probably other repercussions.
Well, they
as well.
Wrap up the yeah. Plus they
just tie up the stomach basically and make it smaller.
He had the one where they tie up the stomach and it eventually like dissolves or whatever. But also had him suck out 100 plus pounds of fat.
Yeah, but like people who do that too can get fat again.
Yes,
like,
he could.
Not,
he has to
like,
be very careful.
Yeah. They actually have to be very watchful of what they actually eat because otherwise they'll just tear their stomach out.
Yes,
my dad cheated. He just got cancer and had his stomach removed.
See, that'll do it. Bullshit.
You see how skinny that asshole is, fucker.
So anyway, enough about this.
Happy New Year!
So, Nathan, do you
notice I never guessed Katie's weight?
I did. Don't ever do that. Don't do it.
I know not to try on a woman.
94.
Even though I've been guessing low, so I probably wouldn't be terrible, I'm not going to try.
It's a lose-lose guessing.
It is a lose-lose.
Just guess under 100. Yeah. Is really the number you guessed at. Never go
I'll,
over
I'll
under
guess that. In stone, and then she has to go figure out the calculations.
Yeah, but eventually she'll punch you.
No, one stone is like 20 pounds. I
understand
that.
There's no stone in Excel.
It's 18, isn't it?
It's... I don't know. For easy math, it's like 20 pounds.
Okay.
There's no stone in Excel, though.
Alex Schaefer would know.
Is there
a
conversion?
I know how math works when it comes to money
and
weight. I understand those two things.
All right, Nathan. What are you looking forward to in 2015?
War Machine related, I'm looking forward to the TEP because it's amazing and it's cool and the head rotates and that's awesome and it sprays everything. And fuck you.
It does. That's all true.
Non-War Machine related, I'm looking forward to the shit ton of cool nerdy movies we have coming out. Because we got the Avengers coming out.
Ant-Man.
We got Ant-Man.
By the way, the first trailer for Ant-Man that was this big. They made a trailer.
A tiny trailer.
They took up this much of the screen.
That's hilarious. Well,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, you got the Avengers, you got Ant-Man, you got Star Wars. Yeah. There's a couple other ones in there. Chappie. I'm looking forward to Chappie.
Stuff on Netflix as well, the Marvel Netflix series.
What?
Marvel Netflix.
Oh, yeah, like they're going to have the Daredevil one, and they're going
to
have
the final series of the final conclusion to Hemlock Grove.
Ooh. Oh, the second one had a plot.
I don't.
He does not. The second season was better.
No.
But that not good. I've been talking from an F to a C, from to a D minus, but.
Okay.
Gen Con!
That's all you're looking forward to?
Gen Con. Well, that and I think I mentioned on the podcast, I got a promotion a couple months ago, and I am looking forward to actually doing well.
And getting a team?
I'm looking forward to you not having to work all day Sunday, like you did today.
It only happens occasionally.
I'm kind of similar to that, because I got a big promotion, and the store I'm at, they haven't performed well enough for the managers to get a bonus like the last 4 years.
Ugh.
So I'm hoping to change that.
Number one,
I'd like a bonus.
Bonuses
and number
are cool.
two, that would obviously reflect well on me.
It would.
Right. Well, because here's the thing with this one, is because it's a small company, I jumped several positions within like the accounting world that are pretty standard.
Right.
So it's one of those things that if I can succeed at it, then I can go anywhere with this title and maintain that skippage of positions.
You can make it there. You can make it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's would you be able to work less hours, though? Because that seems like that's all that work.
No, I don't. Well, we hired one person. We're still
understaffed. Once the bodies get in there with staffing, that'd be good.
That'll help. Yeah.
Cool. Good to have goals.
I have a quick odd observation from somebody who posted on the wall here.
Okay.
Which is, somebody said, apparently the next year is the late 70s. New Star Wars, Jurassic Park, and the Terminator.
That's a good point.
I am excited.
No, what? Jurassic Park did not come out in the fucking 70s.
No, there was Terminator was 80s.
Terminator was mid-80s.
Wasn't all Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park was
Jurassic Park not until the 90s?
It was the
90s. It was
the
90s. I was old enough to remember it, so I had to.
Okay, well, it must have been at least the 90s, maybe the 2000s.
I was I was 19 when it came out.
Were you?
I was 18 or 19.
When Star Wars came out?
Yes. I was alive when
actually,
Star Wars
actually,
came out.
Actually, no. You were 19 when the re-release came out,
yes.
I think. For Star Wars.
I remember that. I was in high school.
Jurassic Park was such a big fucking deal when that movie came out.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, hell yeah.
It was like, oh.
Right. I don't know. I'm hoping the next one will be. I'm actually hoping Jurassic Park will be good.
Well, Chris Pratt. The trailer was okay, but the problem with the Jurassic Park movie is there's like a genetically altered dinosaur. And what that looks like and how it acts is going to determine whether that movie annoys the fuck out of me or is amazing. Because the whole Jurassic World opening, the park opening was all cool and things going bad.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they needed.
Yeah.
Like, just having that actually happen. Yeah. But the fact that it's going to have like a genetic... Because I'm afraid it's going to be like a dude with a tail.
Apparently, originally, that's what they were going to have. They were like Sleestak style because they crossed dinosaurs with humans. And the clay. So everything I've seen is like, originally they were going to do this, and here's concept art. I've never found any of those articles that followed up with, and they're not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, it might be the Mitch Hedberg, I used to do drugs, but I still do. So.
Now, if they are Sleestaks, I'll actually give it an A+, right. Regardless of anything else that happens. I mean, if it's exactly a Sleestak, okay, they succeeded.
And then Will Ferrell shows up to fight him.
Yeah.
Like, tie it together.
I'll see the movie 1,000 times.
With Danny McBride?
If that happens. Yeah.
I'll see any movie with Danny McBride.
Of irregardless, I told somebody the other day that that wasn't actually a word, and they didn't believe me.
I'm going to use it irregardless of that.
Okay. That's why I use it.
Like, I understand a lot of people use it, even though they know it's not a word, but, like, they were arguing with me that it wasn't, that it was actually, that's the way it was.
I was watching some movie or something. I don't remember what it was, but they used the word orientate.
Orientate?
Well, because there's an orientation.
Sure.
And they're like, well, sure, obviously you get orientated.
No, you get oriented.
Correct. But you hear people say orientate.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because that's what you do in orientation.
You
get orientated.
I heard you say taint.
Taint. You orient your taint.
I don't know.
Like an old man in a gym locker room.
Drinking him some coffee.
Oh.
Can you please pass me a towel? They never use towels.
I have a funny for you later.
All right, I'll look forward to that.
should we jump to our quick Zappity Grumbles? Or no, we're
three
not done
looking
with
forwards. We have looking forward to three.
I'm looking forward to the new books. I'm looking forward to the first War Machine book that's like 100% under the direction of DC. Because the first one for Hordes, Exigence, was amazing, I think. I think it was a home run book. I know that there were issues. I know Bradagus might be a problem. But, like, the book was amazing. It made every faction excited about stuff they got.
Yes.
And if the War Machine, if the next War Machine book does the same thing for War Machine, I think that would be amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to a year of things that weren't previously good becoming good. So I would love to see Gareth win a tournament. I would love to see stuff like that. Ryas become playable, what have you.
Okay, my quick things to look forward to. I'm looking forward to announcements at TempleCon and at Lock and Load for what's happening with our game, with the state of the game, because that's generally where the two big ones come out.
If they announce the new Hordes faction, would be really cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see what it is.
Stop.
And that's it. That's all I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the new book stuff. I'm excited for the models from last year to come out, like the new, like I mentioned last year, all the... things and the stuff.
It would be nice if your Crixjack that was from a book and a half ago came out at some point.
The scoring bugs. I mean, that's exciting. And then how they enhance those factions next year would be very exciting. And the TempleCon announcement is always so much fun because they get some good artwork they put out there that gets people inspired and they get them thinking what's going
to
happen.
I'm also looking forward to our local Jordan bitching about how Kator didn't get anything new and then still continuing to win more events than me. And bitching about how his faction is underpowered and not good.
Butcher got a new jack.
Well, right.
The
I'm aware.
Butcher's new jack will be amazing.
Yeah.
Because it has soul collection. No, not the... Well, the Butcher's character jack that's coming out.
Yeah, they've seen their pictures.
Who they said it has a soul collection ability, which means if you stack souls and rage tokens on that fucker, he's going to do everything.
Yeah. And then I'm obviously still looking forward to all the geek movies. Obviously, there'll be more Dresden books, the next Martin book,
the next Dresden book, oh my God.
I made a joke with the Martin book. I was like,
I was looking at you incredulous.
Yeah, the Martin book, not so much.
I was laughing in my head.
I believe a Dresden book will come out. Yeah. That's a thing that I believe.
Indeed. Good times.
All right. Did we have Zappity Grumbles? Is that why you brought it up?
I just have really kind of one.
Sure. excuse me.
One that was on the feed that I'm taking.
Did we check Twitter or Facebook?
I didn't post that we were
Zappity.
There's basically somebody who's asking about the audio feeds, and we're going to work on them.
Is there a problem with the audio feeds?
No, the audio feeds for the extravaganzas.
Oh, yeah.
I lost part of the trolls.
Yeah, because ours is out.
No. I'm talking about our not the audio for the Clusterfuckapalooza extravaganza, the faction extravaganza.
Oh, the troll
walkthrough one that one I lost audio on.
Oh,
on part of it. So I have to make arrangements and work on getting that recorded.
Is the video of the Big Nathan thing out yet? I don't even know if that exists for the
what
world.
Big Nathan?
The Nathan thing
that it doesn't exist yet. It's coming.
Spoiler: you get to see my naked 218-pound torso.
You're not naked.
Nice.
The torso is though. My whole body isn't, but you get to see my moobs.
You do see the moobs.
You see some moobs a jiggling.
There's some moobage.
If you want to see a guy with moobs getting ready for combat.
At 3 in the morning.
I was ready to fight to the death.
You were ready for something.
I was.
So the quick Zappity Grumble, it's just somebody that mentioned on here, is why do you guys go on about Terra Mystica so much, and what makes it so special, and have you played Cosmic Encounter or Diplomacy?
That's a very weird
comparison.
Set of games. I've played all those games.
I'm not sure how
Terra
Mystica has.
My first question is: have they played Terra Mystica?
Yes. Counter question.
Just those comparisons. Like, you guys go on about steak a lot. Have you had apple pie or Doritos? Like.
So, in Diplomacy, you convince people to do things that are dumb so you can fuck them in the ass. That's the game.
That's the entire.
That is
the
whole game, Nathan. That's why you love it.
And
I'm just saying, so that's
because no one ever takes my side on anything, even if I'm 100% correct.
Well, you trick the girl into something, so you get her out of the way easy.
No,
you don't hate it. You said you wanted to play it again.
I would play it again. Okay, here's the conversation that Nathaniel Newby and I had. He said, "Well, it's just that Nathan promised me this, and I was like, some country, and I was like, you know, as soon as you kill me, which you're about to do, Nathan's just gonna say, 'Hi, Nathan.'" Stab, and then you're going to be dead, so it would be better.
But I told him I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
you did tell him that.
And that's then what happens?
I did that.
Yeah, of course you did, because it's the logical move.
That's how the game works. So anyway, that's Diplomacy. Diplomacy is convince other people to do something dumb so you can stab them in the back.
Although, I will stop for one interesting thing. That's what Diplomacy is if you play it once. if you play Diplomacy on a regular basis, like if there were seven people who played Diplomacy like weekly or biweekly, sure. it gets really interestingly meta, because there's times when you'll keep your promise despite it costing you the game, knowing that that means people will trust you more in future games. Correct. It gets really kind of interesting that way.
It can get interesting that way.
A game of Diplomacy is backstabbing murder party.
Yes. So that's Diplomacy.
Yeah.
And then
Apple Pie is like what?
And then Cosmic Encounter.
Cosmic Encounter.
Well, maybe the Doritos.
Well, Cosmic Encounter is a game we've played three times, and that's a game where you can't even determine who you're attacking as you flip cards over. In every race, everything is so different every game. There's 100 races, so it's different
in
every
the time. Core game.
In the core game.
In the core game.
With expansions, there's 200.
I mean, sure, it's a victory point, first to five wins, but I mean, there's so much about it that's different every single game.
Yeah.
And Terra Mystica is a game that has.
It feels very luck based. Like, it feels like there's a lot of. Oh, that just happened. Cool. In Cosmic Encounter.
Cosmic Encounter, there's a shitload of luck, and then so the skill comes in luck mitigation, you know, and
just like the skill in War Machine is roll less dice, do better, is a thing in War Machine, because then you take more luck out of it, sure.
Yeah.
And then Terra Mystica is an actual Euro game skill, with strategy and skill strategy and no randomness. Game. Like, yeah, that's the thing, it's like, I don't even know how to compare it to the other
games. The only randomness in Terra Mystica is, it's only the setup. There's no randomness after the initial setup of the 10 turns victory point.
What your victory point order is, what your passing mechanics are, those are the randomness. Other than that, it's the same.
I mean, there is a little bit of player screw. I mean, you can screw people.
Oh, you can screw people. Oh,
yeah. We're talking, there's no luck.
But the whole game is strategy based. Like, one of your strategies may be to, like we've said before, every game can turn into a game of Diplomacy, because any game you can talk someone into making a stupid move that benefits you.
Right.
And so every game can have an element of Diplomacy in it.
Yeah, we don't usually play that way, though.
I do.
Well,
Nathan plays every game that way. Nathan plays every game.
I always just ignore whatever you're saying.
A valid point.
That's my problem with some games. I explain so many games that sometimes, if I'm playing with a newer player, like the first, when I play with a new player, all I want to do is make sure they know how to play the game so they like it, so I can play it again with them when they know it.
Right.
But half the time you're trying to explain something, like, well, I don't believe you because you're just trying, you're telling me that, so I do so, it. So I'm like, no, it's just a better thing for you.
It's actually a good move.
Yeah, I just want you to enjoy the game and play well. Yeah. I don't care who wins this game. It's your first time. Let's, you know. Put it in slowly, and whatever you want to do. Just don't bend it too hard, and let's play. Don't break it off.
Going in dry.
Sounds miserable.
So, my point is, if our listener is comparing it to those other two games, perhaps you've never heard of Terra Mystica?
He's never played it.
Oh, no.
It's just a game that has multiple paths to victory, which I like about it. There's multiple strategies.
It's shocking. It's shockingly simple in actual gameplay. Like, on the surface, it looks super complicated, and there is a lot of depth to it, but depth and complexity are not the same thing.
Correct.
You know, it's actually a very simple game that has a shitload going on. And once you aren't scared of that shitload and realize that it's actually an easy game mechanically, it's a lot of fun. And because it's an easy game mechanically, that means that you can actually play it really quickly. Like, if you have people who know how to play Terra Mystica, play Terra Mystica. It is not a long game.
No.
So, for the most part, we like playing a lot of strategy games that are pretty in-depth.
Yep.
I think that's a fair point. This is the light one of those games, because you can play, like, you can kind of...
You can just sit down and play it, and, like, it's deeper than
it's
Lords.
It's either the heaviest of our light games, or the lightest of our heavy games.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle,
in that cusp there.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we like it so much, because it's like, it satisfies both components of that, where I want to think a little bit, but I don't want to think too hard today, so...
For a new player who doesn't play board games, plays light. There's so much in the beginning to learn, but then it's just this big.
I would say that we've never taught the game. Now, admittedly, we've never tried to teach this game to someone who's like completely against tactical
Euro
games. I've never tried to explain the game to my mother. My mother could not understand. So I explained Ladies and Gentlemen to my family over the holidays. I was not aware that Ladies and Gentlemen was a game with very, very, very complicated rule set. Because apparently it is.
Yeah.
My family, after two games, still didn't understand what they were doing of Ladies and Gentlemen. So anyway.
That's it. That's the only thing you're doing.
Game.
You're making money at the stock market and buying pretty things.
So anyway.
But I don't know how stocks work.
That's okay. This is really the matching game.
Okay.
So anyway. I don't know about it with that person, but in general, we've never taught Terra Mystica to anyone who, after one game of playing Terra Mystica, was like, I still don't feel like I know what's going on.
It's amazing how much better somebody's second game of Terra Mystica is.
Yeah.
Even like turn, I mean, it's only a five turn game. Even by turn four, they're into it. I mean, they've already lost. Or we give them the swarmlings.
Or you give them the swarmlings or the halflings, and then they maybe pull it out. Like we've seen people that got frustrated with it. Like Jim, for instance, got really irritated with it, and then I think he won anyway, which was kind of funny. But like, we've seen people who decided they didn't like the way it worked, but we've never seen someone who didn't understand it after one game. And there's a lot of games that's not
What's funny is that the Jim frustration story, if I had heard it correctly, he was frustrated because he thought that the person with the fakirs was too advantageous because they could buy victory points.
No. It was the dwarves and halflings. He was playing halflings and he was playing dwarves.
Yeah.
And dwarves are OP, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I won with the halflings.
Yeah, he complained the entire game. It ruined it for pretty much everyone. Except
Hooray.
For...
Yeah, it kind of put a damper on my love of Terra Mystica.
Which
yeah.
is understandable. Well, it was a rough first experience.
Because the dwarves get other VPs up front and some
and
factions
halflings
come
yeah.
on
yeah.
the
right.
back. So.
Halflings come on the backside.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
That's a butt semen joke.
Bazinga.
I will say this, though. I have never ran into a game where somebody cannot comprehend the idea of a yes or no question in a game. Because we try to teach somebody how to play Resistance, and all they had to do was say yes yeah, or no, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And they were part of a team that could only say yes. So, yeah.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
Yes or no, or yes.
That's okay. If I recall correctly, that same person can understand the concept of, you know, social nicety.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, and my attempt, to be more, my attempt to be more positive, how about recommendations?
So, anyway, Terra Mystica is a really, really fun game, and you have lots of things going on. And I think
come to Madison, we'll play with you.
Yeah, yeah. Or come to Adepticon. The thing is it's got a really good momentum. You're not ever sitting.
The flow is very quick, yeah.
Ever, and so you don't ever feel like it's like, and if your plan is spoiled a little bit, there are ways to work around it. So it's not like you have, it's not like Agricola, where you, or not Agricola, the one you like, Kalis, where you have a plan, and if one person foils that plan, you're like,
straight up.
You're screwed. It's like, oh, okay, well, I guess I have to do this to try and get around it. Now you have options.
Although, if you go into a turn of Kalis where you have one plan and you have to take that one spot, otherwise you're fucked. That's your fault.
Yes. Yeah, you better pick
that was a bad plan.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I know what you're saying. But that's like people do that. But like, well, if I get these exact five locations, I'll be able to ship this turn.
Yeah.
You're not going to get those exact five locations,
ship.
Asshole.
It's not going to happen.
If there aren't four different spots that give you that one commodity you need, pick a different plan.
Yup.
But that's true of any Euro game.
That's true of a lot of Euro games, yeah. And the other thing about Terra Mystica that is cool is, with a couple of glaring exceptions, Giants, all of the races are good and competitive. Like,
wait, you cough about Giants, but you're
going to... Yep.
You are going to, with a straight fucking face, tell me that the Fakirs are competitive.
100% legit.
There are almost 18, are there 18 or 20 factions? I would say 15 of them are competitive.
Yeah, the Fakirs are not
Honestly, there's probably only two that are bad, is the Fakirs and Giants. Yeah. I can't think offhand of another one that's that bad.
But I mean, when you
obviously go, halflings.
Yeah. But the fact that...
Like, the engineers feel bad, but supposedly
it's
the one time...
advantage.
Apparently,
it's
a decent advantage. Yeah.
Some of them are more subtle, I think, but...
And if you play the game properly, where you put the tiles out in the victory conditions and the passing, then you pick from that point.
And then
on,
you pick at that point.
Then they all have different values.
Correct.
You don't want to pick the races first and then put the
if
tiles
if you randomize
down.
Everything blindly after you've picked your races or whatever, then yes, you can wind up in a bad
position.
I forget
what the witch's big building does. But the witch's
it lets them
all
put
they
a
do...
green. It lets them put on a forest somewhere on the map.
Oh, that's all right. That's good then. Because their big victory point thing is basically they get 10 extra points in the game. Which isn't very impressive. Because aren't they the ones to get like an extra 5 per city?
In
per
one,
city. And you're only going to do 2 cities.
In one of the new alternate conditions in expansion, one of the conditions is having the most independent city things.
Yeah, having the most independent.
That's good.
And they just auto win.
So they're guaranteed 18 points off that one.
Yeah. Yeah. The witches have bonus points for cities.
Not complete 18 points. Depends who gets second. You know what I mean?
They get a bonus 5 points per city, and they get to... theoretically make infinite cities, which most people can't.
Because they can jump around.
Because they can jump around the map. But the problem is, in reality, it doesn't work out that way.
The first game of Terra Mystica I saw, I didn't get to play in it because I was at a game night and I was peeled off to a different one. But my game finished and I went down, I saw the last turn of that, is a witch player made 4 cities on the last turn. He had
Seems
zero
good.
And went from 0 to 4 on the last turn, and that turn was the turn that there also was just a bonus 5 per city.
Ugh.
So
they
we
won.
Just got
so
yeah,
they
so
win.
They won. They
yeah.
were just last, and like, oh, so that's an extra like 80 points.
So I win now.
Hooray!
Yeah, if you could, yeah, that game really allows, if you're able to plan ahead, because you can, like, when your turn's over, you don't lose your resource. You can save up, so you can like you can do so many amazing things that game if you play it enough.
Yeah, Brian.
Also,
the
without
king of
the expansion,
early.
If the guy to your right passes early every time, it's really great.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the one thing that I think in the base game is a little bit broken, and they fixed it in the expansion.
Yeah,
is the way the passing works.
Well, because they don't. expect people to pass in the same order every single time, but you always have that one person who like doesn't see all the options that are presented to them, and
they just always pass early. Yeah.
Or also too, they know that the only one person recognizes. You know, sometimes you plan for the next turn, so you think he's quick turns, and on turn 4 or 5, you have like 500 actions, but you wouldn't.
So the long and the short of it is a well-balanced game. It is heavy enough to be satisfying, but easy enough to be played by people with passing knowledge of Euro games.
Correct. Yeah, so I would.
It's well-designed. It is not balanced. I blatantly say that it is. You might say that 15 of the 18 are competitively viable or whatever, but there is no semblance of fair balance between those races. So when I play that game, I need to remind myself that I'm trying to do well for the race I'm playing. The Darklings are going to win. If somebody's playing Darklings, they win that game. I just know that's a fact.
I don't think
like,
it's true.
You know, no, and stuff like that.
I would play someone against. I would be willing to play with money and give someone else Darklings 10 games and put money on it, and they would not win 6 of the 10 games. They win 3 or 4.
I understand that on the internet that's true. We've played in our group a lot, and the Darklings do not have an unusual win percentage.
Which ones are the Darklings?
The ones that are the priests. They're good.
Are they the red?
No, they're black. They're black. They're black. Oh, okay. They dig with priests.
They're good. I think they're very strong, but they're there's too many other strong ones.
The other
side of the Giants is really good, too.
The Chaos Mages. Point is, even if you disagree that the Darklings are unbeatably good, the point is it's not balanced.
They're good.
The game is not balanced. I'm not saying them specifically. The races are not balanced. They're not equally good. They're not going to...
I think that because they have different strengths and because you have different... The way the victory conditions and stuff play out, the different ones can be good in different games.
There is balance like War Machine factions and everything. Yes, I mean, War Machines aren't exactly the same. They're all different. They all have their own strength. So I mean,
it also depends what comes up as like the options and what comes
that changes it. Yep.
Like that's the thing. It's like if you play something where everything where all the benefits just really work out for one race, that race will just crush everything. Like if the first phase is build houses and the second phase is build trading posts and someone is the Swarmlings, they're going to make 1,000,000 points on phases 1 and 2.
Sure.
Because that's how they work.
I know we picked them out as being a bad one, but the fact that the dwarves and the fakirs both exist in the game.
Giants.
No. The dwarves and the fakirs both exist in the same game.
Oh, yeah. It's not
And
even...
the dwarves are blatantly just the fakirs, but better in every way, shape, and form.
Are they the same color? Are they the same color?
No. Mm-hmm. One's red and one's yellow.
But it shows that they're... No, dwarves are brown.
Brown.
It shows that the designers didn't really make sure the races were balanced against each other. Because there are blatantly better and blatantly worse races. You can claim that the pack of most of them is tighter or looser, and we can debate that for longer than anybody wants to listen to, but the point is that pack is not an 18-way tie.
No.
And that's all I'm saying is that you have to be mindful of that, and if you're the kind of person who's going to get frustrated because somebody else got the halflings or the darklings or the dwarves, and you got the giants or the fakirs or whoever, and you're just going to lose unless everything comes up your way.
Yeah.
You just have to.
And my flip side to that is because players choose what they want, and because you can only play with 5 people, there's no combination of 5 that one's gonna have a huge advantage of the other. Yeah. Now you could say that if you have darklings and swarmlings and halflings and dwarves and giants, that giant player's coming in last.
Yes.
I mean, but it's that person's choice to pick the giants. It's not like he went to the giants going, I'm gonna take this game, and I was a 5th pick and I picked him. And so I definitely agree and disagree.
Because the new the
like if you give card... random races, then that would just be terrible.
Yes.
Obviously,
yes.
Your point is that people would not got to chase. I've also seen people talk about having a bidding mechanism.
That's in the new expansion.
Yeah, where it's like if you give me a 20 victory point head start, I'll play the Giants. You know, and stuff like that.
Well, the way it works is you bid in what order you're going to
to pick race.
So you randomly pick. Say there's 5 players. You randomly take chits out of a bag. These are the 5 races we're playing with. Nathan, how much would you like to bid to have your first pick of those 5 races?
Oh, sure.
Bid your points. And you start with 40 instead of 20.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's like, Darklings are one of the options. I bid 40. Yeah. Okay, well, now can you dig back from my free Giants that are up 40 points? And you probably, maybe.
Yes, I think Darklings will beat Giants by 40 points.
But
in some of the races that are really good, you like Darklings are the exception, but some races are really good based on the people around them doing certain things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like I played the, what's the new race? It was the Shapeshifters. And they, if your people around you do certain things, you can take so much advantage of it. So it's all this sort of give and take.
But I think the white ones are a lot better than the orange ones.
The ice ones are much better than the fire ones, I would agree.
The new races.
Terramystica for the podcast.
All right, I think we're talking about Terramystica for a half hour.
Yeah, this is the listener's fault. we like Terramystica.
Zappity.
I guess we're going to recommendations.
Recommendations, yep.
I don't even have one this week.
You got one, Andy?
I actually have two recommendations.
Ooh, good.
Sweet.
Yep.
One of them will be mine. I defer to you.
I just found it, and it was on the CW, and I'm very excited that it's there.
Okay. Is it the originals?
No.
Is it Vampire Diaries?
It is Fool Us. Penn and Teller's Fool Us. That was originally shown over in
England, yeah.
In England. Oh, okay. It was never really shown over here, and I just happened to find it on the CW.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool show. As good as what it was over there.
I'm sad that they never did a second season.
Yeah, but I'm happy I'm able to record it and watch it, so that's cool. That and...
For those who aren't familiar, you want to explain the concept of Penn and Teller's Fool Us?
Penn and Teller's Fool Us is basically they have a magician come onto the show. They do like a little synopsis or kind of give you a little background on that magician. They come in and they perform their act in front of Penn and Teller.
A trick.
Or you know, it's basically their routine that they do. And it's if they just give them props or sense if they can actually fool Penn and Teller.
Not even props. What it was is originally, so Penn and Teller would then we know how you did it, your shoe was hollow or whatever. What's it, that if they fooled them, they got to open for Penn and Teller, their actual Vegas stage show.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other show, which is basically just another remake of the same show that's been around forever, is Whose Line Is That Anyway?
CW, it's hilarious on that channel. I was wondering if you were going to mention that or not.
Yep. I,
is Lana still hosting it?
Yeah.
Yep.
She's hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. And so I'm very happy that, I'm able resolution. To watch that show again, too.
Dorma.
No, Lana also.
My recommendation is a show on Comedy Central called Review. Season 1 is out. It's about a guy, he reviews life. You submit something to him to review, and then he reviews it. Example, episode 1, someone said, what's it like to steal? So he went out and stole some stuff. Next person was, what's it like to get addicted? So he does cocaine.
What?
And then someone asked him, what's it like to get divorced? So he gets all
this. So now he's a divorced cocaine addict who steals things?
It's a 10 episodes.
Do any of them ask him to review something not terrible?
Well, one was, what's it like to eat 15 pancakes? The best episode is the pancakes slash divorce episode. It's always three things.
Wait. He himself gets divorced, or he just like
he has to do these things. So he gets divorced.
Was he already married?
He was married. He had kids. He's
they got divorced. Years,
yeah.
Did he get remarried?
He got to see what an orgy was like.
Wait a minute.
Was that part of the divorce?
No, that was later on in the season. It was pretty. It's
after
pretty
he was
good.
Single.
Review is hilarious. I watched I can't think of the actor's name or the comedian's name. I watched the entire show in an afternoon. It's 10 episodes, half an hour each, and I just sat down and watched it all.
When he steals something,
it's on Amazon Prime.
Was it just like retail theft, or did he? Well, like, he set it up as retail.
He walked into a retail store. He stole some stuff, but then he's like, he stole like a bag of food. That he liked a lot, and he ate it. You know, he's like he thought it was okay. And didn't feel quite like the rush. So he stole some food. He helped the old lady to her car, and then took her bag of stuff and ran off. So that was.
Was this all filmed? What he was
doing? The cameramen are off in the bushes, kind of watching it from a distance.
But then did he keep it, or did they like give it back?
He kept it.
He kept it. He brought it home and gave it to his family.
The producers might have given her $100 after the cameras stopped rolling.
The producer who plays his producer is the monarch from Venture Brothers.
He's Doc Hammer and
because they would have had to get her like released.
Here's a picture of the actor Nathan. Maybe you'll know his name. I can't think of his comedian's name. That's him doing some crack.
I know this guy.
Yeah, he's doing some cocaine in the office there.
Yeah.
How did he do cocaine on film?
Well, he didn't think he had a substance abuse problem. He did some cocaine. It was fine. Then he did.
This guy's great. He was always my favorite person when I'd see him as. I'd watch Reno 911 and they'd knock on a door and he'd open the door and I'm like, this scene's gonna be amazing.
I just have to get back to the guy. Here it is. He gave cocaine 5 stars, by the way. He loved it.
Cocaine's great.
Oh, I recognize him.
Yeah.
It is really good. I'm telling you, it's on Amazon Prime. I think it's a half an hour episode, and it was 10 of them. And I watched it in an afternoon. I just got up and I just watched all of the show because I couldn't stop. And they're all linked because, you know, obviously things that happen go wrong in his life kind of continue as it goes.
So was he then addicted to cocaine?
He went to rehab.
How much do they pay him to be on this show?
Well, he had to take someone to prom, so that was kind of... He had a relapse on the cocaine in the prom episode.
Because he's going to be a cocaine addict for the rest of his life. Like, you never stop being addicted.
Luckily, his babysitter let her take him to prom. Or his first kid.
Oh, luckily. Gonna, yeah. They told his now ex-wife, it's just for the show.
His wife... Here's a spoiler. This will be the last spoiler. His wife didn't... Before he was divorced, he had the film a celebrity sex tape. And his wife would not let him do it, so he got one of those really fancy lifelike dolls. So the filming of him having sex with a real doll was disturbing. And this, the dialogue between him and the doll was pretty amazing.
Between or just towards the doll?
Well, I'm hoping
the doll was like a Teddy Ruxpin. No.
It was a pretty high. It was
he pre-recorded answers to himself.
Yeah. Brian now has a copy of this doll.
And it's some of the
he stores it in Jordan's closet when he's
they just share it.
And sometimes they give something a good like revenge. You got like 4 stars, and then when then it that escalated, so then you downgraded to 1 star. The person got revenge back on him, and then it sort of got bad from there. But
so he basically ruined his life for this show.
Oh, it is marvelous. I'm telling you, this pancakes / divorce is the best thing.
This can't be like.
Oh.
It's... Rock stars do all of this stuff as a side effect of their careers.
Yeah.
Like, him doing it as his career can't be that unbelievable.
It's...
Plus, I'm sure the show gets paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of it just, like, stealing from a store, stealing from a person. That's not...
I understand that part. It's, yeah. It's the cocaine and the divorce.
Well, assumedly they got remarried. I mean, it's just going through a shitload of annoying paperwork.
And then, like, what if somebody had been like, what's it like to murder someone?
Well, filtered that out. It's not like he only got 20 letters and had to do all 20. They have a filter, I'm sure.
One person did send a typo, which kind of turned bad for him. I'll save that one for when it happens. It was like, that one went bad, but then when he realized what it was supposed to be, he was very sad. The original request was pretty good, but there was a screw-up in the word.
All right, then.
Wow.
I'm sad now.
Have you ever seen The Road to El Dorado?
No.
It's on Netflix now. And a lot of people overlooked it because it's DreamWorks, and DreamWorks is terrible compared to Disney. Although now some DreamWorks films
There's
are more
gold
thing,
in
but
that movie.
The Road to El Dorado is a really good movie. And it's got a good,
is it a cartoon?
It's DreamWorks animated, from like the 90s.
Yes, I have seen
it.
Yeah, it has two actors.
The two main characters, they're good. They got a very...
Russell Crowe and James Spader.
The Road to Blank kind of thing, you know, with the Crosby... Not Crosby, the fucking... Oh, my God. Lost. Who did all the Road to movies back in the...
Road to War? The podcast?
Nutty Professor.
Eddie Murphy?
The other one, Jerry Lewis. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Okay. They did all those movies where the two of them would go to various locations, and it was all whatever. It's got a very that kind of feel to it, and fuck you guys for not knowing Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
I can't think of that actor's name that are in a...
It's not Russell Crowe and whoever else you said.
It's the other guy. It's the guy who was in the movie. They're good actors, though. They're well-known actors.
They are well-known,
Tom Hanks?
Nope. Sure, we'll go with Tom Hanks. Anyway, it's a good movie. It's on Netflix as of like a week ago, and so public.
So go to Netflix, watch that, and then go to Amazon Prime, watch a review. I'm telling you, I think it's 10 episodes, 5, half an hour apiece. You'll knock that out of the park in the afternoon.
Katie?
I don't know. I'm sad.
Cocaine's a
recommendation. I recommend cocaine.
All right. I'm going to recommend something that's going to make Brian very angry.
Wait a minute. Ironically, or coincidentally, is actually the correct term. We were talking about cocaine earlier tonight.
That's true. We were. Right. So anyway, this will make Brian very angry, but my recommendation is Hearthstone.
Well, as long as I don't have to play it. My iPad's out of warranty.
It's a very fun game. It's a card game. It's Blizzard characters. It's fun. It's free. I mean, you can pay for decks.
It's not free.
It is free. I don't.
Yeah, first taste is free, kids.
No, you can earn all your decks for free just playing.
It's free like Candy Crush is free.
I'll play a game of Hearthstone. My opponent will have like 17 cards that are super rare. As I go, fuck it, now I can spend $500 to get those cards, so I don't have to deal with that.
By the way, it's Kevin Klein and Kenneth Branagh.
So for the record, the best deck I've ever seen that I've ever played against was Marshall's, and we all know Marshall didn't spend money on it.
But Marshall plays literally like 40 hours a day, so I mean, to be fair, that counterbalances it. I mean,
once you've done the daily bounty or whatever it's called for that day, you can't make much gold after that. Like, but if you do the daily bounty each day, it's more than half of a deck of cards. And it's like usually like win two games with
it's
a random
class.
It's
a little
class.
Less than half of a deck because it's 40.
No, it's 60.
But you
it
can
depends.
Do those,
some
you
of them
can
are
60. Do those, but once you get enough gold, you can do those tournament things where you can win a bunch of cards. And
you can do those. And I've done that. And those are great because then both you and the other guy have the same amount of rare cards. And yeah. So anyway, it's very fun. It's very cool. If you try it out, you could play it on your tablets. You can play it probably on your phone, although I don't know that that would be any fun. And you can definitely play it on the computer as well. And then you can see all of your friends who are playing WoW. So I'll be playing Hearthstone, and Brian Giese has signed in. Andy Welton has signed in. Keith Christensen has signed in. And then I ignore all of those people because they're just playing WoW.
I have to unfriend you now.
I'm just going to like Katie Shea is logging. I'm like, what the fuck is going
on? Yeah,
I got Katie
playing it the other day, too. It's fun.
It is fun.
So anyway.
It is a fun game. I did play it a lot, too.
You used to play it, yeah.
I bought maybe a deck, like, once.
Yeah, I mean.
But otherwise, generally, if you just go log in and do your daily,
yeah,
that's it. And you can earn enough for a pretty healthy amount of cards.
I want all of the cards, then I can play the game.
I did use the $25 gift certificate for iTunes that you gave me to unlock all of the...
It has a one-time set of challenges you can play,
yeah.
And you can either pay 700 gold per level 5 times, or $25 to just get all 5.
So
Katie just paid $25 to get all 5.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, for Naxxramas?
Yeah, Naxxramas.
I put someone's gift
card.
I put my gift cards into Clash of Clans.
Yeah, there you go.
That's where my gift cards go.
I used the Red Robin gift card you gave me to go eat at Red Robin, and it reminded me why I don't eat at Red Robin.
I like their drinks.
I mean, they're all right. The issue is, like, it's like, here's a $15 hamburger that's mediocre.
Yeah, there's a reason I don't go there either. Their food is overpriced. I think it tastes well, but
it tastes more than it should. It's so fucking $10 more expensive than a better hamburger at 900 other places.
Tony Franks has good hamburgers.
Tony Franks
does
have good hamburgers.
They raised their prices recently. And by recently, I mean a year
ago. Tony Franks did?
Yeah, I've been complaining about it for a year.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of it.
You've never... It's the best burger in Madison.
No.
I think.
We need to go to 5 different burger places like
okay,
in a
but we
week.
Can't
like,
go to Dottie's because a lot of people think Dottie should be in the conversation and it's gross.
The Blue Plate burger is good.
I've heard that one.
The Tipsy Cow is really good.
Okay.
You've got the Tony Franks on there.
Here's a better idea. We should each pick our own favorite one.
And then the five of us will try them.
All five of us will go there as a group. We'll film it.
I don't know about filming it.
Why not?
We can film it in public space. Yeah, like
I'm not saying film the whole thing. I mean, like film like
we could do
it
like movie Pain
it.
Train. We're going to this place, and then afterwards, this is how I feel about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
My resolution is to lose
eating burgers.
Brian wants to lose weight by eating burgers. Perfect.
This was on 5 different days.
I'm well aware.
I thought like next Saturday we're having 5 burgers. Like, oh my god,
no, 5 different.
I was thinking this would be like a month long project.
Yes,
that's not as bad. I just thought I was like, man, that's going to be one hell of a day.
We start at 9 a.m.
We have breakfast at Tony Frank's, and then we have brunch at the Blue Plate.
And second breakfast at Tipsy Cow.
Tipsy Cow.
I mean, last month I'm all in on that idea.
Lunch
I'm
at Samba.
We'll be in the emergency room.
And then dinner at Samba when we get out of the emergency room.
So there's this YouTube channel called The Amazing Megwin. It's a bunch of Japanese guys who came over to the U.S. And what they had is they had a burger roulette. So they had 3 guys in the car, and they took some tape and put it on the tire and then marked down sections of like who would actually have to eat. And then they would drive to 10 different burger joints.
And whoever the wheel was
pointed down, that was the person that would have to eat. It just happened that like the first burger went to one person, and then next 4 of them,
five went to the same guy. I remember they were calling the guy Mr. 2 to the 5th after the 5
place. But they all went to like some of the large burger places, you know, like Hardee's and like
Five Guys. Yeah,
yeah. It was a hilarious video.
Well, they made him get like a large soda, and they had to do all sorts of
the first one, the guy went in there. He's got a thick accent. There was like a whole time where he was trying to get the person behind the counter to understand the phrase "I want your most popular burger," because he goes and he's like "most like it was the most stereotypical thick Japanese accent, and the person she's like "what?" He's like "papa buga," and so she calls the manager. The manager's like, "what do you want?" And they're like, "papa buga," and they're like, the number four? He's like, sure. So they just gave him a number four and got him out.
Sure.
And he comes out, he's just like, they couldn't understand me. I just got a random burger.
But yes, I think that would be very fun. We each pick our favorite burger place, and we go, and we try the different burger places.
All right. Any place that refuses to do lower or than medium is out.
Lower than medium?
Yeah. If you won't give me a... If I can't have pink in my burger, fuck you.
I'm going to disagree with that statement.
Might be out then. Just
because... All right. That's... I just hate when I go to some place.
I know.
They'll let me get a bloody hamburger that is basically a live cow, but but the burger they're going to cook until it's leather. I'm like, you understand it's the same meat, right?
Well, not quite.
Yeah, it's beef, and then the other one's beef?
They're both beef.
Just the fact that you ground it up smaller doesn't make it magically worse for me... Sanitation wise, assuming you ground it not like a month ago.
They had the pink slime stuff that went all around all like a year ago that was like, this is what your ground beef actually is.
If you're a restaurant and your ground beef is lower quality meat than your steaks, I don't want to give you money anyway. Like, that's a sign that you're a bad restaurant.
So anyway, I don't think Tony Franks even asks you how you want it done.
I think they just
bring you a burger.
They bring you a burger.
This is how we do it. Fuck you, eat it.
I respect that more.
Yeah. And to be fair, I think Katie and I's favorite is the same, so we could also do it just four times.
We can find it.
We'll come up with a fifth one. You can pick five guys or something.
No.
we'll come up with a list.
But
we'll
anyway, I think that would be very fun. I think we should do that. Not all on the same day. All
right.
When I agreed to it, it was not all.
I've signed up for one ridiculous thing this
year. My goal is not to hit 300 pounds this year. That's my new goal based on eating.
You still haven't hit two. We ascertained that. I liked it way less than you. Because I thought I was being sarcastic and ironic, but we were walking to TCBY once this past summer, and Jeremy's like, I'm going to get this because I'm trying to get Nathan fat. And I'm like, oh, you're trying to lose weight then? I didn't realize I was being honest.
You were being true. Son of a bitch.
So we all got recommendations?
Yeah, we recommended all the way around.
Hooray us.
Hooray for us.
I think it's been like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that was
2 hours. It was 2 hours.
We're on 2 hours. That might have been on topic 1 minute.
Terra Mystica's a topic.
Terra Mystica's a topic. Well, here's the thing. I know that I had this up during the first 10 minutes you guys talked about
then
War Machine.
Then you put
machine.
It down.
Then I put it down, and there was no more War Machine.
That's true.
Fair enough.
And you love that about it. Thanks for listening.